This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
You need a father figure.
Dougie.
I drink her toilet water.
Peter.
I had all my Bigfoot files.
Charlie.
I'm not here to please you guys.
And Jeffrey.
Oh my God!
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Friday, February 22nd, 2019. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dougie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! You're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number. 866-967-6837. You can text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio on your tweet. That comes into the studio in real time as well. But the best way, give us a call, 866-967-6837. Whew, I'm out of breath coming up those stairs quick.
Yeah, you see, he was out.
I've never worked in a building where the elevator is out as frequently as this building.
Get stuck.
I mean, it really is remarkable.
Before break, it was just out for 4 weeks.
Was it?
Yeah, they were like, just give it a couple days, guys. 4 weeks later, it still wasn't working.
It's,
Well, Corey the board op got stuck in the elevators like 2 weeks
while
ago.
While we were out, I think. Yeah. While we were on Rolling Glory 1.
So Sass Keith is like, you can never leave the studio again unless somebody's in there to be in the studio.
Oh, is that what happened? He was yelling at us one time because, one of the board ops came down here. To answer the phones or to do something. I don't know. And he yelled at us. You can't leave the studio unattended.
Not even a bathroom break.
Yeah.
Go in a bottle. He's a
slave driver, that guy. But,
yeah.
So Corey got locked in got stuck in the elevator. And then what happened to the show?
I think he might have got out in time.
Uh-huh. No, I don't think he did. But I think the other board op was able to step in and help him out. I think he was able to call him and say, you have to go send us to commercial break or whatever. But, no, I think he's stuck in there for like 20 minutes. Mm. He had to jump out of a little hole.
Like Die Hard, pry open the doors and go in between floors.
I mean, it's really unbelievable how often the elevators here are broken.
Even the front ones, because I go through the other entrance. You guys go through the back ones. I go to the front ones, and you get into the elevator, and it closes, and it almost makes it closed. And then it goes... like slowly close it. Oh, this one's not gonna do it. Then you have to wait there for a second. It's not doing anything. You have to open the door, get out, let that one close, and hopefully another elevator will open.
Huh.
It's ridiculous.
Well, Jeffrey, you gotta get to the bottom of this. Jeffrey's here. He's been hovering in there for some reason. What elevator story does he have for us this morning?
Oh, I just came in like normal. I just pushed the button. I was waiting there like a dumbass. Like, okay, elevator should open by now. It's like, okay, F this. I just decided to walk up the stairs.
Didn't you notice when you pressed it, the light was already on?
Doesn't matter, Charlie. I sat there and waited for like maybe a minute and saw the door. Usually the door opens instantly.
No. I didn't press the button.
Because once you see that the light's on, you know that thing's been lit for a while.
Yep.
And there's frozen.
So
how long did you stand there?
About a minute, and I said, okay, I realized the elevator wasn't coming down or anything like that, so I said, hey, look, it's 6:01, I gotta get up to the fourth floor quick, so I just walked up the stairs.
Good exercise.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, God.
The... couple of things going on today. Dr. Matt Goldschmidt will be here in studio. All of the girls who signed up at roverradio.com or at the booby booth at Roverfest will be here vying for new boobs from Rover's Morning Glory. We're going to have a bunch of girls come in, and one of them is going to walk out of here and straight into his surgery center. Well, maybe not straight in, like not today, but
he should do the surgery right here.
That would be good. I think that would be gross. I wouldn't want to see that, frankly.
No, any surgery video is the most disgusting thing. And Mary Elizabeth just sits there and watches them all day.
Yeah. So, those girls will be in shortly. Let me read some email. Kelly writes, Rover, here's a movie for you to watch, Molly's Game. It's on Showtime. It's excellent. B2 could even watch the first three quarters of it with you. I will check that out. I watched a couple of movies. I'm trying to watch all the Best Picture nominees. I don't know why. Trying to watch all those before the Oscars on Sunday.
Yeah, I do it every year.
So I watched two movies yesterday.
Whoa, which ones?
Movies.
I watched Bohemian Rhapsody.
Awesome. What'd you think?
And Green Book.
All right.
So Bohemian Rhapsody, I agree with everything Charlie said. It's not the worst movie I've ever seen. I think he hated it more than I did, but it's not great. First of all, the Freddie Mercury character is a complete and total dick in that movie.
Is he awful? I mean, he's just singing.
There's just nothing about the character that makes you want to like the guy.
No, you hate him more and more throughout the movie.
And then by the end, you're like, oh, he got AIDS? Good.
I know. That's the point of the movie. You're supposed to actually feel sorry for him at that point. You're like, thank God.
No, you don't feel sorry at all. He comes off as a total a-hole.
Like, Rover, when he even first meets the band, he's like, I'm in your band.
I'm in your band now.
And then he's like, what instrument do you play? Nothing. Yeah. And then he turns around.
And now we're famous because they just started making it right away. The Live Aid scene, Rover, where the phones were completely dead when all the other bands were out there, but then Freddie Mercury hits that note. Well,
yeah, of course we know that's all BS. The whole movie is BS. Like, everything in there, I was sitting there B2 actually sat and watched that one with me, and I turned to her at least twice, and I go, oh yeah, like, that's the way it happened.
Like, when they were fighting, and this in the background, they just, like, make up a song, they just start doing the B2
Another
We
one
Will
Bites
Rock
the
You.
Dust or something, yeah. You know, like, what? Right, that's exactly how it went.
The weirdest part was, like, before his Live Aid concert, too, he met this one waiter one time, one single time, and then he's like, I'm going to go pick up this gay waiter one time and impress him with my Live Aid performance.
This is my life partner now.
And then it just ended, and they're like, well, they're in love for the rest of their lives. That was strange. When he was at his, like, birthday party, when he's, like, a kid, and he's just singing, just annoying his entire family, and you're supposed to think that's cool. Was that the vibe you're supposed to get?
I don't know. I don't know, but those dumbass fake teeth the guy had in to make him look like Freddie Mercury, he just annoyed me the whole time.
Too big, right?
Ah, God, I want to punch those teeth out.
What about when he realized he was gay, and he was on the phone, and he just saw that trucker walk into the bathroom, and they just made eyes, and he's like,
Well, that happened throughout the whole movie. Yeah. It was every guy he was looking at. You didn't pick up on it, but my gaydar is pretty...
Stead on?
Yeah, it's spot on. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you could tell Freddie was gay? That's pretty good gaydar.
And the fact that that's nominated for Best Picture, I can't believe
insane.
It.
Insane.
I agree. It's
just because people like Queen. That's the only way people like that movie is because they like Queen. Queen's a good band.
It was like a made for TV movie. Yeah. I thought that
Lifetime.
Amount of revelatory details and just, you could tell, like, that's made up for the movie. Green Book, that's a good movie.
Yeah,
Peter, you were
see?
Right about that.
I said movie of the year, best film. Over Roma, whatever you're talking about.
Oh, my God. Roma. Has anyone watched that yet?
No.
No.
Why not?
Maybe
come on.
This weekend.
No, you got to watch
fall asleep.
This. I thought you want to watch all of them, Dieter.
I do, but I saw the trailer and the subtitles and all that. I don't know. But Green Book.
Green Book was good. I like that.
Which ones do you still have to see? So you've seen Bohemian Rhapsody, Black Panther, Black Klansman.
Yeah.
Green Book.
Yeah, I got to see something.
You have to see the
Favorites. That's like some crap from the 1600s or something.
Bradley
I don't
Cooper,
know.
Stars Born.
Yeah, I really don't want to see that
and
one.
And Vice.
Yeah,
what
watch Vice.
Can you see Vice anywhere?
Yeah,
you have to buy that one.
I had to buy Green Book.
Oh, I hate having to do that. You never watch it again.
Yeah, that's right. I will never watch it. Ever. By the way, that Green Book, Dieter, I didn't read an article because I hadn't watched the movie yet, but I did see an article. It's about some white guy that drives around a black guy who's a musician.
Musician, yeah.
Yeah. Who I'd never heard of that guy before. No. Anyone ever hear of this dude before?
Of course not.
I did see an article a few weeks ago that said that the black guy's family, the musician's family, says that story is complete and utter BS. It's definitely, they were not great friends. They didn't have, it's not at all what happened. The movie seemed to have been written by that guy, some relative of that guy, because the writer had the same last name as the guy in the movie.
Oh, okay.
So when they do the credits, I'm guessing it's a son or a grandson or something. And so I don't think that that's historically accurate by any stretch of the imagination either, Dieter.
But it's a good movie. I thought good plot.
It was funny, too. And there are some funny parts in there. Who's the guy? Doc something or other?
Don Shirley?
Yeah, I've never heard of that guy. Have you guys heard of him?
Jazz pianist?
Yeah, and then his driver's racist. He has a white driver.
I did think it was a quite an amazing turnaround that the guy is so racist in the beginning of the movie. I'm not. I won't give you any spoiler alerts here because, this is not a spoiler. In the first 2 minutes of the movie, the white guy's wife has some repairmen over to repair the refrigerator or stove or something, dishwasher, and the two repairmen are black guys and they drink out of glasses of water, and the white guy comes in and throws the glasses out after they leave. He's like, it just throws them in the trash.
Can't ever use those again. That's pretty racist.
But by the end of the movie, I mean, I don't think it's a spoiler. By the end of the movie, oh my God. He's
making out with black guys?
He's putting shoe polish on his face to look black because he loves black people so much. Didn't you think that was a pretty amazing, and another thing that happened in that movie, you go, really? He's going to be that accepting of that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that surprised me.
Dave writes, Rover, I was cracking up when you said what you order at Taco Bell. I always get a cheesy roll-up and eat it on the way home, too. There you go.
Look at that.
I also always get a nachos, bel grande, and Mexican pizza. And he also agrees that the quarter pounder with cheese is so good now that they stopped using frozen beef on that.
I almost went yesterday. I'm like, oh, God, I got to get Taco Bell. Oh, did you go?
No.
Oh, okay.
Dale writes, Rover, Jeffrey stated he was back on his blood pressure medication once again. Is that true, Jeffrey? Your blood pressure was high. So you're back on your blood pressure medication?
Yeah.
Dale wants to know, when did you get that medicine?
I got it a couple of days after my emergency room visit.
How'd you get? You went to the doctor after your emergency room
visit? No, the emergency room prescribed it to me.
Why'd you go there? I forget.
Wow, selective lapse of memory here. You remember right before our trip, last bus trip, you guys were afraid I was sounding scratchy. You guys were afraid I had strep throat, so I went there to get checked out to make sure I didn't have strep throat so I wouldn't get you guys sick. And that's when they checked my blood pressure, and it was very high,
when
and there
happen?
You go.
Oh, I thought it was when he got hit by that car. That's what I was thinking. But, okay, so just recently, he went to the emergency room. We told him not to go. I mean, he went to an emergency room for a sore throat.
We were going to go to the urgent care down the street. It was closed that day.
But the one by your house was open.
So, we went to the one closest to the radio station at first.
I know. And so that was closed.
I'll keep that in mind next time you guys send me somewhere not to go to the emergency room, just go to the urgent care center.
Why wouldn't you know that already?
No, it's just something to know in the future.
How would you not know that?
I have no idea. Couldn't answer that one.
I guess I don't know how I'm baffled by that, considering we saw his teeth the other
I'm even day. Baffled by my own existence, so.
Really?
There you go.
You seem upset today. You okay?
Bad mood?
Yeah, I'm fine. No, I'm not in a bad mood. I'm just saying. You guys are so baffled by me. You guys call me the strangest, grossest human being ever born. And I say to myself, I wonder how.
Huh?
Go ahead.
And that makes me, that baffles me about my own existence.
It's your favorite day of the year. It's boob day.
I know that, so it doesn't mean I'm going to be motorboating anything, so.
Ew, no.
Oh, we'll help you pass out boobs here today.
Because yeah, he thinks he can't get there flat.
And we outed his secret about his teeth, and he probably would have been able to motorboat, but now none of the girls are going to
do it. Dr. Goldschmidt can't do a boob surgery if he motorboats any of those girls. Think of the bacteria all over their chest.
And I don't want the girls to be grossed out, so.
Yeah. Michael writes, "Yo, Rover, I'm a longtime listener to the show. I love what you do. Wednesday, you talked about how you might be interested in going to a NASCAR race. For the last 7 years, I've been going to Talladega to watch the spring race, and every year I've gone has been better than the last. I'm a part of a group called the Dega Do Club, whatever that is. This club I'm a part of hosts one, if not the biggest and best parties during the week of racing. We have live performances, some of the drivers come to party, all the drinks you can handle, and the best outdoor cooking you can imagine. If you're interested," he gives me the number to the club president. Dieter, would you like to join the Dega Do Club?
The Dega Doodies? Yeah.
All right, I'll put that aside. Here's someone who says that they think they know how Nad's got pink eye. Jeffrey sticks his fingers in his mouth in the fart box after the whole tooth decay discussion. Then he grabbed the microphone stand to speak. I remember thinking, ew, his fingers are still wet. Then the next day, Nad's comes in with pink eye. Coincidence? I think not.
He also just breathed right in my face on the aftermath. There's no question in my mind that the infection I have in my eye is from Jeffrey in his mouth.
You actually puke. In fact, the clip of that is up at roverradio.com if you want to watch Nad's puke once he smells Jeffrey's breath.
I gotta see that.
You haven't seen this yet?
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, it's,
I didn't know.
It's a dead animal. It's
yeah, we smelled it. I smelled it.
Let me see here. I'll pull this up for you.
Okay.
There's a new development in trying to cure Nad's eye. I don't know, something started on the aftermath.
Oh, this woman called in. So check this out.
Uh-huh.
This woman called in and said, hey, babies get pink eye a lot. And the best way to do it is you squirt a little breast milk in the baby's eye and it just cures pink eye.
Oh, come on.
That's, and then a bunch of people started texting in saying that's true. They've heard this before too. And I think a nurse texted and said, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Just rub breast milk into pink eye and it goes away.
Come on.
So luckily, a cool fan was able to hook us up with some breast milk.
From where? His wife?
Yeah, they're actually here. They're going to...
Oh, going to do it right from the spout?
Oh, right from the spout.
Oh, wow. She's going to squirt it right into his...
She brought a bag. I believe they brought a bag of milk.
I want to squirt that. You squirt
just in case.
Right,
I'm saying just in case. But
right out of the teeth.
Yeah.
But
like money shot.
What's the aim situation coming off from the tap?
Your eye.
My eye's a terrible target. Look at these things.
You have to be a sharpshooter to hit those things. So, yeah.
Well, you can move your face around. She can just squirt the stream and you move into it.
Just try to catch it.
Yeah. And how much does it squirt?
No idea.
I don't know if I've ever seen it. I've seen it.
They can squirt all the way across a room.
Yeah, it's like thin stream.
Yeah, thin stream, but it could arc.
It also sometimes it splits into the,
Cool.
Well, so both eyes will get it.
Nice.
So actually, yeah, they're here.
Does that ever happen when you pee?
Right after
sex?
Yes. Because it
it starts splitting up like a snake tongue into two different streams, and then sometimes it's so wide that one stream is in the toilet, one is just outside the toilet.
Whatever the bigger stream is, you aim towards the toilet, and the other one, I mean, who knows? Hopefully it can hit the sink.
Here is Nad's...
You can jump into a minute on this clip, Rover.
Okay.
I think the language.
Hold on. I do want to see Jeffrey's teeth, though. I want to see that again. So here's a little clip from the aftermath, which is on our subscription service, RMG Plus. You should subscribe to that so you can watch the aftermath every day, Monday through Thursday, or the Friday leftovers like we'll have today where we all stay. Here's a little
His nose is basically right above an open sewer at all times. I mean, that's
Look
the
at Jeffrey's teeth there. Look at that.
Oh!
Look at that.
That is so gross.
Yeah.
That's the grossest thing I've ever seen.
I've been right in Jeffrey's mouth before for breath checks. It is a scary situation.
All right, so then let me jump ahead. They do a breath check here. Nads gets in front of Jeffrey. Watch this.
We'll see what you ate in a second.
Oh, you got to do it.
Oh, God.
They get the action camera on.
You really have a special power, Jeffrey. You should look at this as a bad thing.
Oh! Nice! Yes!
Now breathe in Jeffrey's nose. All right, so it's coming out. We're getting some liquid here. So
there's Ned's just puked. His breath was so bad, it actually, this is not gagging. This is actual vomit coming out of someone's mouth.
And he barely breathed in Nads' mouth. Nads only got a little taste.
I had to go get the breath because he was breathing the opposite way. So I had to go and find it. Mm-hmm. And Rover, you smelled it from 12 feet away. And you were like, oh, my God. So imagine getting right up in there. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable. That is chemical warfare. That would drop any man to his knees.
Yeah, his breath is almost a solid. You know, it's a different state of the matter.
It is amazing that someone walks around with that breath. And when we go out, we go on the road, chicks are making out with Jeffrey and stuff. It's
and he admits on the air when you're on the road, he's like, I haven't brushed my teeth in 3 days.
Right. Cindy writes that since Doogie did so well with John Cusack, there is an evening with Henry Winkler coming up in April that maybe she could try to host.
You think she'll do it?
I don't. Well, she might try. I don't think anyone in their right mind would ever allow her to do that again. Amy writes, Dear Rover's Morning Glory, greetings from Northern Virginia. I've been listening for a few years since Spike from Mojo in the Morning said how great it was to see you and B2 in Florida, and you had purchased your bus. No offense, but with the name Rover, I thought you guys were a country station, and they're usually rather dull. Yeah, this must have been, we were down in Miami, and we hung out with a guy that we know. Actually, I just met him. I think that was the first time I met him was down in Miami. We were there for one of the iHeartRadio pool parties a few years ago, and a morning show from Detroit was down there. And most morning shows I hate because the guys are always, they're always trying to one-up each other and, like, trying to do something.
Trying too hard.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're wacky guys. Look at this. Oh, God. I hate almost every morning show that I meet. And these guys were cool. Anyhow, being in the D.C. area for as long as I have, I remember the great days of radio. And Elliot always had some random gag on. Never once did I throw up. Now, I've been a loyal listener for some time, and I love you guys. Literally the best show on radio. I saw Nads, the video, the steamer video. Yeah, I did not throw up. I've watched tons of leftover and aftermath videos. I've never thrown up. Today, I'm watching yesterday's episode of Jeffrey's Teeth. I threw up.
That was it?
I watched the aftermath when they replayed it. I threw up. I watched Nads get it in the face. And threw up. I've only ever had that reaction to jackass treadmill ass sweat drinking. So thank you for reminding me I still have a soul. That must have been something they did on Jackass. I don't remember that one. Thoughts and prayers to Jeffrey's next dentist. So Jeffrey is causing people to puke all over the country. You've got to go to roverradio.com. You can see Nads puke. And in that very same clip, you'll also see a little snippet of the teeth.
All in one.
And just go to Rover Radio. In fact, I'm going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll get to the shizzy. We'll try and cure Nads' pink eye.
Doogie says no shizzy. No shizzy. Right to pink eye.
Oh, okay. She's already slacking off. We'll try and cure Nads' pink eye. We'll do that. But during this break, obviously listen to all of our important sponsors. You can watch the video at roverradio.com as well, though, of Nad's puking. And the teeth are included in that. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Show that makes you want to take a shower after listening to it.
Golden Shower Warriors.
I mean, I'm completely covered.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Coming up on the show in about 30 minutes or so, we'll have Dr. Matt Goldschmidt come in. We have all the girls lined up who either entered, not all, but the ones that we've narrowed it down to, who entered at the booby booth at Roverfest or online at roverradio.com that want new boobs from the show and Dr. Goldschmidt. We're going to talk to all those girls, and we're going to pick one this morning to go home with new boobs. Compliments of Rover's Morning Glory and Dr. Matt Goldschmidt. Stand by for that. Also, Nads has pink eye, and, you know, that's very contagious, Dieter.
Very.
We should have sent him home yesterday, probably. But...
but I'm too important to the show.
That's right. We just couldn't live without Nads back there.
And he was already there. He's already here.
He was already here. That's when we learned that he had pink eye. He didn't tell us in advance that he had pink eye.
No.
No. So, Charlie, tell me what happened. Someone said that they had an old wives' tale on how to cure pink eye or something.
Yeah, we're talking about his gross eye because I don't know if you guys saw it yesterday. His eye was actually leaking out of his face. Like, there was a river of pus going all the way down his eye into his mouth as he was talking yesterday.
Oh. No, so, I never got close enough to see that.
So I saw it. I'm surprised you guys didn't see it. And then while I'm saying that, a woman called in and said the best way to cure pink eye is a mother's milk. You actually just squirt some breast milk into a baby's eye. If they have pink eye, clears it right up. It's a miracle cure. Wow. And then a bunch of people started saying, no, that's true.
That doesn't sound like that could possibly be medically sound advice, does it?
Well, Rover, I didn't do any time researching. Yeah, because I don't want to actually find out that it's crap.
So you didn't go to the doctor, right, Nads?
I did go to the doctor. So I went to the doctor yesterday, and they were looking at my eye. And by last night, it was, like, pretty cleared up. Uh-huh. So she's like, I don't think it's conjunctivitis. I think you have an eye infection because you have pneumonia.
What? What?
Pneumonia?
So she said, you might have, she was not giving particulars at all. She's like, you might have pneumonia. I'm like, well, how do I know if I do have pneumonia? Yeah,
don't they give you an x-ray to see your lungs?
She said, I have to get an x-ray. I went to the Minute Clinic. So she was just like doing the lungs and like checking my breathing and stuff.
Oh, we have the stethoscope.
Oh my God. Your lungs are that bad.
But
he's been coughing for 2 weeks. You can hear it.
Well, that's the thing. So I've been sick for 2 weeks and you guys haven't gotten sick, but now I'm on my antibiotics.
Oh man.
What did they give you?
Z-Pak.
Oh, you need something stronger for that. Oh.
No, pneumonia? She said this will be fine. And she's like, but the strep was negative. Everything was negative. And she's like, I'm like, should I go to work tomorrow? And she's like, you can go to work tomorrow.
Oh, no.
But you can take off if you want. But I'm like, I got to go into work. Right. It's boob day.
We got the boob.
And that does spread from person to person.
No, I mean, I was asking, like, is it contagious? She was like, again, would not give me, the nurse practitioner, listener of the show, thank you for taking care of me. Not the best. She wouldn't commit. She wouldn't commit to it. I was like, am I contagious? She was like, well, I'm not going to say you're not contagious, but you're free to go to work. You'll be fine. I'm like, just give me an answer, please.
He's not contagious. He's had this for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so she said I was fine to go to work. Just take my pills. I've taken three.
All right, Nads, come on in here.
Okay.
Let's sit Nads on the couch of tears here in the studio, and then we're going to meet someone here in just a minute who's going to try and cure Nads' pink eye. Now, I don't know why they don't just offer this right at the Minute Clinic there.
I'd go every day.
Sure, right. All right, let's bring in Let's bring in Ashley. Put her on that headset right there.
I think you guys should actually switch headsets.
Oh, you want me on this side?
Yes.
All right, let me take that off for a second. And we're going to talk to Ashley here in just a moment, who's coming in. She's going to try and cure Nads. And she's what a great person. Just doing this out of the kindness and goodness of her own heart.
A saint.
That's right. And
she's got some Hooters, too.
Good morning, Ashley. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So, so did you volunteer for this, or did your boyfriend or husband volunteer
yes,
you for
actually,
this?
So I was at home, and he was at work yesterday, and I get a text from him saying, you know, Nads from Rover's Morning Glory.
And you said, who?
Well, no, I heard
nah.
He
oh, that hot-ass dude on that show you listen to?
Who has pneumonia, and AIDS. Exactly.
And so he said, well, you're going to squirt your boob milk in his eye because he has pink eye.
He didn't ask you? He just
no,
said.
Didn't ask at all. And I said, okay, let me know when they answer you, and I'll do it.
All right, so you have boob milk. Why? Are you pregnant? Did you have a kid?
What's have a three-week-old son.
Oh, wow, you just squirted out a kid 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And taking your food out of his mouth?
First kid, second kid?
Second kid,
all right.
Where's the kid right now?
With my mom.
Does your mom know why you're here?
She does, and she's not happy. But.
Wow. All right, so, and do you breastfeed this baby?
Yes.
Okay. And you breastfed the first one?
No.
Okay. Why change? What's the difference?
She wouldn't latch on at first, and now he does really good. So
it's funny how the boys go right to the boob.
Yeah, huh? Exactly.
Okay. All right. Nads, is there any way that, I mean, do you have a particular, first of all, is it this eye? Is
my
it
your right eye. It's this one right here.
Okay. Your right eye.
Yeah.
That looks pretty clear today, though. I mean, that looks so bad.
I did get, they just told me to get lubricated eye drops. So I got some clear eyes that I've been putting in there.
Didn't they give you medicated eye drops?
Nope.
Oh.
Not at all.
He's in here, Rover.
Rover.
Yeah, studio with you.
Rover, I asked.
You've got to be kidding.
Rover, I asked, man. And so that's what she said. She's like, this is not conjunctivitis. It's from this. But she did say, if there's any other methods out there, definitely get breast milk squirted into your eye. So This is doctor's orders.
Okay. Well, try not to touch anything while you're here in the studio.
Okay.
Because I don't, I mean, no offense. Do you trust the nurse practitioner at a minute clinic to tell you this?
He just got done saying she was horrible.
Yeah.
Right. Well, not that she was horrible. She just wouldn't commit.
Like, so,
she's not a doctor. Why didn't you go to a doctor?
She just didn't want to be responsible because she's a listener. She didn't want to be responsible for anything. But she said, you can go to work. Just take these, and you'll be fine.
But so, she never said contagious or not. Never answered you.
Yeah, but she said I could go to work, which would imply.
You could go to work if you're an a-hole and you infect everyone else. That's what she was
saying. Hey, I also called Doozy with this information. She told me to come in, so you can blame her, too.
Right. Ooh. All right.
Let's get this going, guys.
Ashley, how old are you?
20.
20 years old? That's it?
Yeah. Two kids?
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Getting
started early.
All right, Ashley, let's.
How's your aim, by the way? Because I have little tiny terrible eyes.
It's probably gonna get in your mouth.
Oh hell yeah! Okay.
Do you have pneumonia? Any communicable diseases that we should know about? You're positive of those.
Good point.
Positive.
All right. Because Nads, I don't want you to
kill me.
You're worried about Nads' blood?
Yeah.
Come on. He's seen it all.
Could Nads' germs swim up the stream into Ashley's boob?
Yeah.
How fast does this come out? Is it gonna take my eye out? Is this like a super soaker?
I mean, it could hurt you at first. I mean, if it shoots out pretty.
Do you have to warm these things up?
I mean, yeah. Like, I mean, I'll have to like massage it out for a second.
Could we volunteer?
Yeah. Anyone need help?
All right. So, let's go ahead. We'll have you stand up and face Nads.
All right.
Now you do have a cord, so don't go too far.
Is she right boobed or left boobed?
I don't know.
I'm going to do the right.
Okay. Right boob.
Okay, right boob.
That shoots
right
out better.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So
should I pop my peeper?
Yes, of course. Hold your eye open.
Well, I got to try to find a way.
Hold on a second here. And don't start squirting until
can you stand right in
Charlie
front
gives
of
you the
Nads?
Thumbs up.
Yeah, right in front
of
him.
We can't see.
Well, you'll be able to see.
Nads, you can scoot over a little bit, too, if you need to.
Right over here?
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
There we go.
You got a good body.
Right. Now, you can watch on RMG TV at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. You're right in my camera shot, Charlie.
Well, I don't know what else. I have nowhere else to go.
All right.
I got to see this.
Get over there. Go in the fart box and watch it. You'll get the whole show.
All right.
Oh! Oh!
Oh! She's squirting it. Right
Oh my God! That's disgusting.
That was so fast. Wait. Nance, that's mother's milk, man.
Why are you puking?
It's so hot. It's so hot.
That was so much faster than I thought it was.
I apologize for gagging.
It's okay.
It wasn't that bad.
Would you like to take a squirt right in the mouth and give it a taste?
No, I got Nance? Some.
Oh, no, did? I think we need one more squirt.
You got to do it again?
Yeah. I don't know if we got it on camera.
Ashley, do you have any more left in there?
I have plenty, yeah.
I mean, I didn't get any in my mouth. Let's do this again.
Fix Jeffrey's teeth, too.
All right, Jeff. Nads is adjusting his headphones here. Okay, there we go. All right, let's see here. She's pulling this out. She's getting ready to. Nance is going to drink this random stranger's breast milk here.
Swallow it!
Is it really that bad?
What does it taste like?
It doesn't taste that bad. I mean, it's like sweet water.
Oh, it's sweet?
It's so hot. Like
really? It's right. Well, it's probably 98 degrees like right out of her body.
Yeah, guys, I gotta wash my face off. How's my eye look?
Better. Way sure.
Wow, good job.
Your whole face is red, but yeah.
Good job there, Nads.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Nads, thank you. Good luck with your eye. Ashley, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Nice aim, really.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's really good stuff.
It does come out in multiple streams.
Yeah. I was expecting one long, like, sustained stream, and it was kind of just like a water balloon going off, exploding.
I've seen that on a porno site where they can squirt it, like, all the way across the room, right at you, Charlie, all the way from over here.
You don't think
here.
That's fake?
No. That's come right from
the... I've seen some guys do similar things with things they have, and they it looks like...
It looks fake.
Very fake. When they're blasting a like woman across the room.
A fire hose of white spray. Ashley, your mother, your husband, boyfriend, whoever it is, they all must be proud, I'm sure. And we'll let you know if that clears up his eye.
I feel better already.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
Good.
Ashley, thank you so much.
Yeah, no
thank you.
Dieter, have you ever tasted that?
I don't think so. Never. I don't think I've ever had it.
No. I that would be gross, I think. I mean, I know these guys. Snitz, didn't you?
Yes, I've tasted it, yeah.
And that wasn't... Now, right out of the tap, or...
Yes, right out of... Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. And was it as hot as Nance was describing? I'm talking temperature, not sexually.
Yeah, it's warm. Yeah, definitely.
I'm surprised if it's sweet that he was gagging that much.
No, it was...
It's a stranger squirting breast milk into your
stranger.
Mouth.
A hot stranger.
It's bodily fluid.
Yeah. That's so gross.
Are you worried about him coughing, all that coughing up in the air, Rover, he was doing right by you?
is pneumonia contagious?
First thing came up.
Some of.
Certain ones.
Jesus Christ.
Certain ones. I had that in college. You don't want that.
Knock you out for a couple weeks?
I mean, you're just coughing nonstop. I mean, gallons of phlegm. Ugh. And you're so weak. Rover, it's horrible.
Well, I hope he didn't infect all of us. All right. Coming up in just a few minutes, we have Dr. Matt Goldschmidt coming into the studio. We had a lot of women, hundreds, thousands, I don't know, sign up at Roverfest at the booby booth there or online at roverradio.com. They all wanted one thing. A new rack from Rover's Morning Glory and Dr. Matt Goldschmidt. Now, we'll meet all of the girls that we've narrowed it down to. We narrowed it down to, I don't know if it's 4, 5, 6 girls, whatever it is. We've narrowed it down. We'll meet all of them. We will pick one girl here this morning to get brand new boobs from Rover's Morning Glory.
Change your life, right?
Once you get these? Oh, man, it really... We've talked to girls after the fact. We saw a girl... at EST Fest that won our boob contest. And look at her now.
Yeah, the confidence.
Yeah.
She's so happy.
Yes. So, we'll meet those girls right when we come back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. They say you can't look away from a car crash. Well, this is like a car crash into a train wreck on top of a dumpster fire. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we're going to have Dr. Matt Goldschmidt come in just a moment. And then we're going to meet all of the girls that we've selected as finalists to get new boobs from Goldschmidt and Rover's Morning Glory. Stand by for that. You can watch on RMGTV at roverradio.com. Danny in Grand Rapids sent a text message. And Danny, I believe it's a woman because it's D-A-N-I, writes, Nads has viral conjunctivitis. Highly contagious.
Great.
Not even close to true.
Dr. G just diagnosed him. Pink eye.
Yeah, he gave me a checkup out here.
You should feel his lymph nodes, Dan.
Oh, they did yesterday. Not swollen.
If one is swollen, it could be from an STD.
Oh, wow. That on top of it now? STD, pink eye, pneumonia.
Yep.
AIDS, you said.
Yeah, all of
diabetes.
Them.
Diabetes.
Swollen foot.
Right. No, they looked at my lymph nodes yesterday, not swollen.
I'm more worried about the pneumonia than the pink eye.
How
right
bad
now.
Was it for you?
Bad. I mean, kicked my ass.
So for me coming into work for these last 2 weeks is almost heroic in a way.
No, I wouldn't say that. Stupid.
Yeah, no one's giving you credit for that.
That's an idiotic move.
Putting us all at risk. All right, let's bring in Dr. Matt Goldschmidt. Sit him down. Let's talk to him. He is at the Cosmetic Surgery Center, and he's been doing this for years. He comes in and... We talk to girls and pick one to end up with a new rack. Good morning, Dr. Goldschmidt.
Morning,
how
Robert.
Are you?
Morning, Dieter.
Morning.
So, what's been going on with you? Lots and lots of boobs, of course. You've been doing boob job after boob job, but we haven't seen you in a year or so. What's new with
Dr. Goldschmidt? It's been a while. Been busy working away. Just got back from the Philippines doing a mission trip. That was a lot of fun.
A mission trip? Well, a mission to do
circumcision
hookers or what? What's the mission you were on down there?
It was a surgical mission. So we did a lot of cleft lip and palate and other reconstructive surgery on little kids.
So you were doing that? That's what you...
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you go down there and they have, what is a, I see this, it's like they got a big, it looks like a big split up their lip or something.
Yeah,
whatever.
My friend had it because when he was in the womb, the mom bumped her stomach into a dresser, and he thinks that's how he got it.
Oh, stop it. That's not how you get that.
Is that how you
get
it?
No, it's a congenital malformation.
Okay. And so how long does it take your surgery to do one of these little kids?
Lips take about an hour, and the palate, which is, you know, the back of the mouth there and the throat, takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours, so a little more complicated.
And how many do you crank out in,
how many little kids do you crank out?
In the Philippines?
Yeah. Well, so to speak, I think we operate about 50 kids.
All right, all right. Do you do that as part of, like... Are you a religious guy? Are you church group or something?
No, this was part of a religious affiliated mission. So it was part of a good friend out of Virginia. He runs it called Medical Missions of Mercy.
Uh-huh.
So it's his group. But there are 50 people from the state, someone over. So we had ophthalmology, general surgery, dental, medical.
All of it.
General medical and surgery.
And basically these are just poor people that can't, I mean, they have nothing. And
they have absolutely nothing.
They have these problems. Right. There's no way for them to get taken care of. Were you nervous in the Philippines at all? And I'll tell you why. There is some terrorist activity in the Philippines, Dieter. You know this. There are some radical Muslims there.
Is that some ISIS there?
Especially with a last name like Goldschmidt, you got to be extra on guard when there are radical Muslims around.
Yeah.
And they have that wacko leader, that Duterte guy, who's a friggin'...
Kills drug dealers, right?
You see him just a maniac.
Yeah.
Were you nervous at all on the Philippines?
You know, the week before we got there, there was an ISIS attack at a church at a different island. So the Philippines are a collection of islands. And one of the islands did have this attack, but we had a SWAT team following us around.
Really?
Yeah, wherever we went. So and it was pretty much relayed to us that you got to stay within the group and not wander off. And
right.
Like any major city, there are, you know, dangers. But if you're smart, it's relatively safe.
All right, so from that mission of mercy to this one, we're going to be looking at how many different girls?
I think we have five that we finalized.
All right, so
several hundred tried.
Yeah, I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of girls sign up at the booby booth at Roverfest, and they want new boobs, or online at roverradio.com. And then we go through, we whittle it down to five girls. What are we looking for here today to help us determine who's a good candidate for this?
So clearly they've all had their medical history reviewed. They've all been decided to be relatively healthy people. So I think from a surgical standpoint, that's first and foremost. And then second would be a good anatomic situation where they don't have some malformation of their chest or other problem that might lead to an untoward surgical result.
How have the results of all the girls been in the past? Who did we do last year, Dieter? Who was it?
Wasn't it the girl with the teeth?
Was it the girl with no teeth? Was that?
I'm pretty sure.
Wow. Seems like a really long time.
I think that was 2 years ago. Did we do this last year?
I don't know. I don't recall. Maybe it was like a year and a half ago. Like we usually do it at the end of a year. I think we're running a little bit late right now. Good results so far.
Excellent.
All the girls?
I think the last one was. I think she was going to share her results with you at some point. I know she's
prepared to.
She
probably did. I just don't recall.
I can't remember either. It's been what, 7-8 years now we've been doing it, so I kind of lose track, and it's a little bit off this year from like you're saying. It's a few months later.
What? Now you're not a psychologist, obviously, or psychiatrist, but what behavioral changes or personality changes have you noticed in these girls after they get a new rack? Are they more confidence? I mean, we saw a girl down at a festival. She was, Dieter, you should have seen her before. She had zero chest. Now she's wearing crop tops and putting these things right out front. Do you notice a difference in the personality of these girls after they get?
Oh, absolutely. I think it really helps their self-esteem and confidence levels soar. And you can see when they come in and they're kind of a little bit quiet, maybe a little more reserved, and afterwards seem just a different air about them.
The same thing happened after Dr. Goldschmidt gave me my penis reduction surgery. I was much more confident. I hated whipping this thing out. It was so huge. Girls would just be freaked out by it, Dieter.
They'd run.
That's right. So we chopped off about half. Now, I'm still a little larger than average, but we cut about 50% of it off. Dr. Goldschmidt put it in a little display case there in his office because everyone wanted to see. Yeah. But I feel much better.
Like a trophy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, gold plated, as a matter of fact. Oh, there's half. Is it just you now? Are you in business by yourself? You have partners?
So I was in a partnership about 3 or 4 years ago, and I left that to do my own thing. And it's been a nice change in the sense of, you know, like any situation where you have groups, it makes it a little more a difficult dynamic.
You're making more money is what basically.
Not necessarily. No? I mean, it wasn't really a financial move necessarily. I had a pretty stable situation. But, you know, it gives me more freedom to do what I please and go about my business and go on mission trips for 2 weeks.
How much money do you make?
Whatever's left over. I don't even know what that number is. Year to year, it depends.
Do you have to pay? I hear from doctors all the time that they have to pay through the nose malpractice insurance or whatever. Do you have high insurance costs? Is it very expensive?
I think my insurance costs about $40,000 a year.
Wow.
It's not too bad. I mean, the neurosurgeons and OB doing high risk OB, I think they're up in the, you know, six figures.
Really?
But it's come down. I think when I first moved to Ohio back in 2003, it was about $85,000.
Uh-huh.
So it's come quite.
Probably because of Obamacare, Dieter, right? Yeah, it's must
sounds
be what
like
it.
Was.
All right. Let's meet our first girl. Are you ready for this, Dr.?
I'm ready. Okay. I haven't really seen anybody yet, so I'm excited.
I haven't either. I haven't seen any of these girls. Let's meet girl number one. I think Doogie's going to bring her in, and we'll find out a little bit about her story. You can watch on RMG TV at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app on your phone. We'll see what these girls have to work with. We'll find out a little bit about them. And then we're going to pick one. And you can help us decide as we go throughout this process. You can help us. All right. Charlene, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So how old are you, Charlene?
I'm 22.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
So I used to be a server for about 3 years. Just recently. This past semester in college, so I'm a student right now.
Okay.
I had to quit my job because I'm taking up to 17 credit hours right now.
Uh-huh.
And it's my last semester, so there was just no way. I'm going 5 days a week, pretty much 8 to 5. Some days, like on Wednesdays, it's 8 to 9 p.m.
Oh, my God.
It's, like, insane.
What are you studying?
Physical therapy.
There's
well,
that
physical
much
therapist
studying
assistant.
For that? That
yeah.
seems like something you complete and like get a certificate in 45 minutes. Right?
In a month.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it is insane. On top of that, I actually am in the Army National Guard.
Oh, yeah?
So That's
you don't look like a soldier. I mean,
know.
You look at this.
Looks like a model.
Right.
Isn't she?
Thank you.
So you join the Army National Guard. What do you do there?
So I joined the Army National Guard, and at the time, during my first year of college, I thought that I wanted to do something environmental.
Uh-huh.
I was really big into the environmental aspect, so I actually picked water purification specialist.
Wow.
Yeah. So everyone's always
that.
I know everyone's always like, "Have you seen the movie In the Army Now?" And I'm like, "No, I haven't. I just picked it."
Yeah. All right.
That is the exact plot to that movie.
Yeah.
Is that Pauly Shore?
Yeah. He's like, "Who needs water in the desert?" And then turns out they do. That's the movie.
I see. All right. I must have missed that movie.
It's great. Andy Dick.
Usually I do try to watch throughout the years all the Oscar-nominated movies. I'm sure I must have overlooked that one, perhaps.
Yeah, 6% on Rotten Tomatoes. So
I've seen that movie 100 times.
All right. So what does that mean? You just clean up water for poor people or something?
No, I mean, I guess they're poor people at the time. But so with the Army National Guard, we specifically specialize in working for the state and the government federally.
Mm-hmm.
So because I work for Ohio, we can get called out for Ohio or all the United States. The first thing that we do, I work with a transportation unit. So we work a lot with trucks. We haul our water in what's called HIPPOs. So we have to have these big trucks that we take their water in. But if there was a hurricane, a natural disaster, like that, we would be, IMS got deployed down to Hurricane Irma a few years back. I think it was last fall for Florida because they thought it was going to wipe out everyone's water. People didn't have showers. People didn't have stuff to cook with, clean themselves with.
Oh, I'd let you hose me down in a natural disaster. Could you imagine that, theater? She shows up at your house. Your house is just blown away in a hurricane or something, and this girl shows up.
I love it. It's worth it.
All right. So, are you married? You single? What's your story?
So I have a boyfriend. We're going on 3 years. He's absolutely great. And I know I've listened to some of these girls in the past that come on the show, and they're like, he hits me, he abuses me, we do heroin together. But honestly, I could say I have one of the best relationships like I could ever imagine having right now. Yeah, he really takes care of me. I take care of him. We just have a very mutually awesome relationship. We get along great. We do fun stuff together.
All right, this is different than most of the girls that come in wanting boobs. You haven't been, were you molested by your father?
No,
were you abandoned
as
a baby?
No.
Something must have been. Something
STD
must have happened.
Maybe.
Yes, you have AIDS.
No,
none of this stuff.
No, and that's what I was gonna say. Like, now I don't know what's gonna happen with these girls that come in and talk after me, but I can honestly say I don't have a sob story.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that in the past, a lot of these girls have came in and you guys have been looking at sob stories.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I could pass a drug test with flying colors. I'm in the military. I'm a hardworking student. I'm just pretty much busting my butt.
You're the opposite of my phone screener, Nate. Who can't pass a drug test. Totally lazy. Uh-huh.
I don't know what you're talking about. Should we have her boyfriend come and hit her in the face so she gets a sob story?
Oh, jeez.
Sure.
No.
You sure? Okay.
I mean, he's a huge fan, so he might for you guys, but I don't know.
All right. So what size boobs do you have right now? Do you know?
So I don't even feel an A. I'm like a double A.
Do you not? I hear people say that.
No,
and then they lift up their shirt and you go, well, it's not as bad as the girl believes it to be.
I've been bullied. And I know with this day and age, people are so sensitive and everyone's, you know, like, I got bullied, blah, 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 Me Too movement. I really did. Like, all through high school. I remember clear as day, I was in ninth grade and I got invited to a pool party.
Yeah.
Or my friends, and my friend was a girl, but she had a younger brother, and he was really big into sports. He played football, basketball, so all of his friends were there too, all the boys.
Mm-hmm.
One of them decided to throw me in the pool. My shirt flew up. Mm-hmm. Everyone saw my boobs. I mean, I got made, and you can imagine 14, 15-year-old boys.
Mm-hmm.
They just ripped me apart.
For the rest of your school years, or just for a short while?
I mean, for a short while, but then, I mean, everyone kind of realized that, oh, this girl's flat-chested. So, I mean, they would still make jokes, but I kind of just accepted it. Like, you know what? Yes, I have pancake boobs.
Mm-hmm. Really? They're that? Now, so you've been, obviously, you signed up either online or at the booby booth or whatever. Is this something you've been thinking about for a long time, getting new boobs, getting surgery?
So I've always been extremely insecure about my chest. And I've always said, and my friends can attest, I've always said, when I'm older, I'm getting a boob job. Because as silly as it sounds to men, as a woman, I don't know what it feels like to have boobs.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go bikini shopping. I can't buy anything besides sports bras. You know, I can't. For all my homecomings, I had to get like bras sewn into my homecoming dresses.
Really?
Nothing fits me. Like all my dresses I have to get. So, I mean, it's just something that, yes, I would love to have that changed about me. Just, you know, and everyone's going to say the same thing for confidence. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so annoying. And honestly, like, I'm a pretty curvy girl. Like, I have thicker legs, littler waist, flat top. So I'm just so disproportional. And it's affected me every day of my life. But I mean, with my student loans that are going to be coming pretty soon, and
how much in the hole are you with these student loans?
I mean, luckily,
the
military is paid about half. So, I mean, over everything, it's probably only going to be about 30 grand.
Mm-hmm.
But it
sounds like a lot,
right? And it does sound like a lot. And you know, with my PTA, you know, I'm not probably going to start working until November. I just want to pay off those loans. Like, I just want to pay off those loans. You know, the PTA, you only make about $45,000 starting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, between a car, we want to remodel our house. You know, I need to take care of other, you know, responsible things first.
Not your boobs.
Before I'm going to have money to ever get a boob job.
Right, right. I understand.
And that's just reality.
How often do you have to do this National Guard thing? Is it like, is it one weekend a month or something? What is it?
Yeah, so it's one weekend a month. And then over the summer, we do about 2 to 3 weeks for our annual training. The last time we went, we went up to a place in Michigan, and we pretty much just lived in tents out in fields. Like, we got to shower like once a week. It was dirty, raining. Like, it was awful. But I mean, that's my job.
All those horny dudes hitting on you nonstop. They must be, right? It's a lot of testosterone.
I mean, some of them, but they know their place.
Yeah.
You know, they know their place. You can't get in trouble for something like that nowadays in the military, because you get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. They're all that sexual harassment crap.
Yeah.
Could you imagine her in a uniform, Dieter?
Love it. Yeah. Skin tight.
Oh,
those
yeah.
curves.
Yeah. All right. So let's see what you are working with here. Dr. Goldschmidt will take a look. Dieter will get in there real close. He loves taking a look. Now, is this nerve-wracking to even show what you're... you know, because you were thrown into this pool and you were very embarrassed by this. So you're in a room now with three dudes. Dieter's a very horny guy. Me, I'm like Dr. Goldschmidt. You know, we're just very pragmatic. We're just very serious kind of guys. And just, you know.
I'll get a boner. Yeah. I can't help it.
No. You said last night that there ain't no milk coming out of these things. These are the worst of the worst. I was picked for a reason, because they're bad. And the whole theme of today is bad boobs, so you guys know what to expect. Everyone knows what to expect.
Sure. All right, Dieter, before she shows us, what do you think they're going to be on a scale of... on a scale of 1 to 10? Let me ask you that.
I mean, I have a double A, so I mean, it's just like a little bump.
So you're saying like, with 10 being the best boobs in the world, 0 being the worst, where do you...
Are we talking worse, like if someone had like... defects or
no, just normal.
Like a 2?
A 2. That okay. That
so they're not defected, is what she's saying.
No, they're not.
They're not strange shapes, because sometimes you get.
What about your mother? Is she is she well endowed?
I got ripped off. My sister has C boobs. My mom has B boobs. My aunt has C boobs. I'm the only one in my whole family.
Now, would they be okay with you getting this surgery?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Because they know how much it's affected me my whole life.
Yeah. And what did they call you when you got thrown in that pool? What how did they tease you? What did they do?
Like when they realized I wasn't going to grow boobs?
Yeah. Well, or that day, like not your family. You're talking about the boys. What would they? You said that you got teased.
Oh, the pool thing.
Yeah.
They were just laughing. You know, like, oh, you have flat boobs. Like, you know, you're ugly. Blah blah blah. Uh-huh. Like, you have a big butt and nothing up top.
Uh huh.
Just basic stuff.
All right. Let's see what Charlene has to work with here. Dr. G, put your tongue back in your mouth over there, please.
Jeffrey runs over to the phone screening room.
Jeffrey's out.
He's
today.
Creeping back there.
He hasn't stood up all day, and all of a sudden he just wants to see.
All right, let's see what you have to work with.
Gigi had to tell me I had to be careful. Because
all right, well, they're trying to cover up the nips for RMG TV. All right. What do you think, Dieter? Give me your impressions.
Yeah, it's not, I thought it was going to be like sagging flapjacks.
Not flapjacks, yeah. But they're flat. Like, I have no...
That is... Like, I got to be honest
that's
with
like
you.
That's like a fat kid's boobs.
Yeah,
like a fat boy's
like,
boobs.
It looks like a man. Like
out
a
of
man.
All the years we've been doing this, those may be like for normal boobs
what?
That aren't defective or whatever. I'm saying... Those may be the smallest that I've ever seen.
And it doesn't make sense with her body because
Thank
she does
you.
Have like a big yes. ass, like a nice ass,
oh,
small waist.
Look at that.
Yeah, and then just flat, nothing up top.
And it, yeah,
but
and
not
to
deformed,
me, that's awful.
Though.
I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not ugly.
But,
it's not,
but no shape at all.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing there.
But
no.
that's, Charlie. She could go for, she could be a dime with a huge rack.
What, do you, what does she know?
Close to a dime.
Okay.
a boob job away from a dime.
Dr. Goldschmidt, what do you think after looking at Charlene?
I think she's a great candidate. I mean, she has a nice shape, so to augment it would be able to work out really well. She has plenty of tissue to cover the implant, which I always look at, make sure that the thickness and quality of tissue looks good.
Mm-hmm.
And it would give her nice cleavage, too, which is probably something that kind of looks pretty far apart because you don't have the fullness that, you know, that you're hoping for at
yeah.
this point.
What size would you recommend she go up to? I mean, that's got to be like a negative A right there. What would you say?
So a lot of times to balance the rest of your body, so you know between your hips and your shoulders and your frame, you want to have probably at least a D, I would think.
Holy
a D?
Triple D.
Somewhere around there.
Wow.
Full C, small D.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
Really?
Yeah.
But that balances her out.
Charlene,
nicely.
You seem surprised by that. Like, what were you going for? Just a
B
cup, huh?
No. I wanted at least a C, but I could just never imagine going from a double A waking up with Ds. I'd be like, what do I do with them?
Yeah.
It's all relative, too, depending on where your viper is from. So. You know, I envision probably at least a 400cc implant.
Something that just looks natural on her body. You don't want
Honestly.
It to look ridiculous, right? I mean, you don't want to look fake, right? Huh. You don't want to, you just want to look normal.
I was thinking 400cc too, doctor.
Yeah, 425 probably.
Might be overkill.
All right, borderline. You have to runtime decision.
What's
I think.
In that envelope she has? What is that?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, we didn't really get to that part, but too in depth with the story. So, I know Buddy used to get made fun of a lot for he couldn't supply his DD214.
Big Baby
this is
Butt
Jeffrey's,
Buddy?
Jeffrey's friend,
yeah.
Big Baby Butt Buddy, who claims to be a, what was it, a Green Beret?
Army Ranger.
Army Ranger.
Whatever the
is
hell.
That, yeah, an Army Ranger.
Is that your boyfriend? Big Baby Butt Buddy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
So, just in case
yes.
this was going to be a Buddy episode, I didn't want to be put in that position.
So you brought in the documentation, DD214?
DD214.
Now, let me ask you something.
How hard was that to get?
Yeah, I mean, is this something that you have if you're in the military? You
yes.
have this? Okay, so it's easily
yes,
accessible.
Yes, that's the whole point.
If someone offered you $5,000 to show your DD214, what will your response be?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just,
so there's no conceivable reason Jeffrey's buddy, who claims that he was an Army Ranger, and I immediately said, BS, liar, and he's like, I just don't want to be bothered with it. I said, $5,000 for your DD-214. No. You're telling me there's no logical explanation for that other than he's a fraudster.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just a piece of paper saying... You know, my name, my address, my information. You were in the military. You were active this time. There's nothing why. There's no reason he. And with your job on it. So it would have said that he was a Ranger, his Ranger papers and everything. So
yeah, he doesn't have any of that. Jeffrey, has he brought
that? And
I'm
sorry, Jeffrey. Yeah. I just in case, I didn't.
Yeah, we might have stolen valor. I was thinking that when she said she was in the National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's too good looking to be in the National Guard. But apparently she came with proof. Jeffrey? Has your friend brought this up? Is DD-214? The offer is still on the table, $5,000.
I mean, you guys could split it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a finder's fee for you, Jeffrey,
if you
bring it
he
in.
He went to sleep. His eyes have been closed.
His eyes are closed.
You there?
Yes, go ahead.
No, he hasn't brought it up, so just leave it. Let it be.
Uh-huh. Have you brought it up to him?
No, I've not. Just let it be.
Would all of you pitch in a little bit of money? Could we get it up to... $10,000, perhaps, Dieter? Would you put $1,000 in?
Dr. Goldschmidt, will you match the offer?
He can. right now and take his wallet out.
Plastic surgeon. Would you, Dr. Goldschmidt, are you willing to put up five?
I'll chip in a little bit. Okay. I'm not sure $5,000.
Okay. All right. Stolen Valor. Well, we've brought the offer up, Jeffrey, to $10,000.
$10,000. Text him right now. Text him.
Big Baby Butt Buddy, the fraudster, that if he shows us his DD.
Like I said, Robert, you know, just let it be.
So, in other words, this guy's not an Army Ranger.
Big Baby Butt Buddy has bigger boobs than every girl in this place.
All right. Charlene, thank you for coming in. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
We're going to meet all the other girls who want new boobs from Rover's Morning Glory and Dr. Matt Goldschmidt of the Cosmetic Surgery Center here in just a minute. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. When you're driving and you see the person laughing then screaming in their car, you can bet your sweet ass they're listening to Rover's Morning Glory.
Jeff, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Rover.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Yo, Dieter.
Yo!
Hey, Robert, all throughout the years, you always say that you support the troops. This is the number one chance you have today. Support that lady. Support the troops. You're going to help out a lot of young men.
All right. Give back to America. That's right.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Obviously, wants girl number one, Charlene, to get the boobs there.
Yeah, no, and it'll also be a good gift for her boyfriend, so he'll have something to kind of cup when he's making out with her.
All right.
Never thought of that.
Rachel in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. So I just have a word of advice for her.
Uh-huh.
I know you guys, she kind of seemed shocked when the doctor said for her to get a D cup.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not looking at her, but this is advice coming from a fat bottom girl with big thighs that has had a breast augmentation. I went from a B to a double D, and my advice to her is go bigger than what you think you want now, because I promise you, once you get them, you're going to love them and you're going to want them bigger. I guarantee I will be going bigger on my next surgery.
Oh, you're going to go back for seconds.
See?
Well, you have to. I mean, every breast augmentation lasts 10 to 15 years. Every at least 15 years, you should have them redone.
All right, Rachel, thank you. Go big or go home is what she says. Is that true? Will they last forever, Dr. G, or will they last 10 to 15 years?
So the saline tend to last 10 years, roughly.
Okay.
Then they'll deflate. The new gel, I mean...
Now, what happens if they deflate? Can you just leave them in there?
You can. It's recommended you have it removed
or
replaced. Yeah. But the new gel, I mean, I think it's probably more like 15 to 20 years. And there's no time frame. It's not like I said, tires, where just because you get to a certain point in time, they have to switch it out. So it really depends. And a lot of patients do want them revised because as we get older, skin sags and... You know, health changes, pregnancies, et cetera, may change the aesthetic appearance. So that's what I see more than just because.
The saline, you said, would leak and it would leak into the body, but that's just that's a saline solution.
Sterile IV fluid.
Right. Yeah. It's the same thing get if they're going to hydrate you at the emergency room.
That's correct.
You mentioned this gel. How do we know that that stuff is safe? Because remember silicone, and then it was leaking into chicks, and some sort of problems they were having.
Yeah. Years ago, they were liquid silicone inside the silicone shell. So even the saline ones have a silicone shell. The new gel implants are gummy. They're really cohesive, and it's more like gelatinous rather than a liquid. So they've never really shown that it's affected any patients negatively in that sense.
I see.
Of causing a lot of autoimmune diseases. But there's still some patients out there, I'm sure, that have issues with any sort of implantable device.
Which is better, the saline or the gel?
I think for most patients, they like the feel of the gel. I think they're both safe medical devices, probably one of the best studied medical devices, in fact, by the FDA. So I don't think there's one that's safer.
I wonder why all those government guys like, I'll take care of the boob study, guys.
Yeah.
You worry about other stuff. All right, let's bring in girl number two. We're going to meet all five girls that we've narrowed it down to that want boobs from Dr. Matt Goldschmidt in the Cosmetic Surgery Center. His website is drmattgoldschmidt.com. That's Dr. Matt Goldschmidt. You can figure out how to spell it and all of that. And same thing, Instagram. Do you have a bunch of boob pics and vag pics? I love going to plastic surgeon sites sometimes.
I'm going to go right now.
Theater, have you seen this? Some
Not
of them
his.
You go. Oh, they have like whole like... before and after on vaginas and stuff,
the
too.
Befores are pretty
no,
bad,
not doing any of that.
No, you're not doing that. Either. Okay, all right.
I think I do have the website Flat Get Matt.
Okay.
As well.
All right.
I remember we talked about this at
Flat
one point.
Get Matt? Yeah. Sure.
I think it's connected.
All right. Girl number two is Christina. Good morning. How are you, Christina?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Tell us how old you are.
I'm 27 years old.
Okay. And what do you do for a living?
I run a machine in a factory.
Okay. You are here, why? Because you have small boobs, you want new ones?
Yeah.
Tell me why. What's going on?
I have size A boobs, and I've had the same size boobs since I was like 15. Uh-huh. And I've even had a kid, and that
didn't
help.
They didn't grow at
nope.
all?
Nope. Nope, not at all.
And did people make fun of you like they did the previous girl when you were younger, or even today?
I went to a small school, so it was very
personal.
No pun
intended.
Yeah.
Small, very
yeah.
small.
Yeah, very uh-huh. small.
so they didn't. You didn't get picked on too much.
Not too much. It was very personal. Everybody knew everybody.
Yeah.
So it wasn't. Not a lot of bullying.
Then do you have the same problems? You can't fit into clothes. You don't want to show off.
Yeah.
Your. Are you married? You have a boyfriend?
I'm single.
Okay.
I was with someone for over 5 years.
Uh-huh.
We got engaged and were engaged for a year and a half and had a beautiful wedding. Mm. It was incredible. And a couple days later, he came to me and told me that he was hiding a bunch of stuff from me. Basically, he
And he
had...
waited until after the marriage
yeah,
to tell
yeah,
you this? So you get married, 2 days later, he goes, I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
What did he tell you?
He said, you know, now that we're married, I need to tell you these things. He told me he had a bunch of sexual fetishes that I had no idea about.
Like what?
Wait a second. You were with this guy for how long before you got married?
5 years.
5 years.
Every single day.
And he had all these fetishes that you had no idea that he had? Because normally someone can't hide those fetishes like they, you know, you might
for
be able
5 years?
You might be able to hold out when you first meet a chick and go, okay, I don't want to let her know about my weird foot fetish or whatever the
well,
hell it is.
Depends on what the fetish is and how much you want to hide it, right?
Yeah, what are we talking about here?
I don't know.
I guess the first thing was that I don't do butt sex. I think that's gross. But he does to himself.
He what? Does butt sex to himself?
Yeah.
Cool. Like a strap-on that you wear?
I did not do it. I'm kind of grossed out by that, honestly. And he's known that for a very long time. So uh-huh. that might
so
be why.
He brought it up. I mean,
he told me and, you know, he... ended up telling me, you know, he was hiding a bunch of toys for himself in my house.
Oh, where does he hide these?
In the basement ceiling, in a bag.
Oh, wow.
That's where man hides his drugs.
Yeah, like in the drop ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wow, what a miserable existence. Like, you have this fetish and you have to hide it in a bag in the ceiling.
Honestly, he should have just been honest about it.
Yeah.
And it would have been fine.
Now, did you check out this bag? Did he show you?
Oh,
boy.
Yeah.
What was
it? Oh, his butt bag.
It was huge.
What was in the butt bag?
Lots of different dildos. There were some, like, balls. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like toy balls.
Anal beads.
Yeah, anal beads.
Oh, I thought you meant actual, like,
no,
like
there
a scrotum.
Was actual, like, squishy balls. I didn't understand it. There was a funnel.
A funnel?
I don't know what that was for.
Oh, butt chugging.
Wow. That's insane. What, Jeffrey?
Oh, I was wondering if he had something like this.
Look at this massive
Is that something like this?
That's
that
the world's
A smaller
large,
one, but yeah.
World's largest butt plug Jeffrey was holding right there.
Would he only use these devices, or would he...
I'm not sure. It kind of seemed like there was other objects in there. I did not touch anything, and I didn't, like, look into it too far. It kind of just turned me off completely.
Would he ever have, like, an actual man do that to him?
I think he would.
Really?
That was another thing he told me. He was attracted to more than just me, are just women.
He's attracted to guys?
He said he wasn't attracted to guys. He was just attracted to their downstairs
penises.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, come on.
He's gay. Yeah. Come on. You can't be attracted to that and not be gay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the number one thing.
On a guy.
He just needs to accept that and be okay with that.
And when you heard this, what was your reaction?
It took me 6 months to finally process everything that he told me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized I just couldn't look at him the same. I couldn't feel the same way mm-hmm. I did about him for the past 5 years,
mm-hmm.
you know. And there was more. There was a lot more. There was an animal fetish.
An animal fetish?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How does a guy hide all of this from you for 5 years?
I didn't see
the signs of this?
No, we didn't have any pets.
You didn't go to the zoo or whatever see him get boned up?
Yeah, like three times a week. It was weird. He just kept wanting to go.
You know, me and my best friend would say, because I don't do the butt thing, and we would say stuff like, well, would you want that done to you? And every time he would say no. Mm-hmm. He would lie about it every single time, but that
really
wasn't the truth.
Did. He did.
He just straight up lied.
Sure.
What animals did he like? Did he ever say?
I think dogs.
Dogs?
Yeah. Like the Red Rocket?
Yeah.
Lipstick? How did you know this?
He told me everything.
How does this conversation take place? Like, set the stage. Where are you? What time of day?
About to go to bed.
Okay, so you're laying there in bed.
He said, now that we're married, I think there's a few things I need to tell you. Then he started off with the butt stuff.
Yep.
Then, like, a couple days later, same scenario. Going to bed,
mm-hmm.
decides to tell me more things.
I'm bisexual. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then a couple days later, it's
the animal stuff.
Yeah.
And how does he say that to you?
He said he's never done anything sexually to an animal. He just watches the porn.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. But again, if you're lying to me for so long about all these things, how am I to trust you?
Did he want to do something to the dog, like service the dog, or get pounded out by the dog?
I don't know.
Oh, these are questions you got to ask.
Peanut butter trick.
And what's your reaction?
Yeah, I think the peanut butter trick.
What's your reaction when you hear this? I mean, what do you say to your new husband?
I listened to everything he said. I told him that he should talk to somebody about his fetishes and stuff, and he has. And I think he's doing better, and he knows that that's not right. Like, if you can't find that kind of porn, you have to go on the dark web, and you could possibly go to jail for it, it's probably not something you should be looking at.
Okay, right.
But I do think he has gotten help for it, but we have been separated for over a year.
Okay, so you guys, you break up. Is it because of all those weird fetishes, or what?
Yeah, I do think so. And I think we both settled in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We were just very comfortable with each other,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't
extremely
exciting.
Comfortable in order to tell you that he's into animals and all that kind of stuff. It wasn't exciting. Well, you weren't exciting enough for him. I mean, if you have all these fetishes,
this guy needs
kinky ass sex, right? You could never be satisfied, right or wrong. Look, people have fetishes. I don't have a problem if you have some weird fetish. That's your business. But you need to be with someone who also has fetishes with
mm-hmm.
you.
Somebody you can tell.
You
those
don't get married
too.
Before you. You got to tell that like. I told B2 about my... Oh, wait, never mind. No, you should tell that. Right, Dr. Goldschmidt? You have some experience in that realm. I'm just making that up. But
absolutely, just making that up. I have no experience in that realm. But yeah, I agree. You have to be open and honest, and you have to be comfortable with the person, especially marriage. You
think
you get all this stuff out before you
beforehand.
Get that far down the road.
Very tricked and closed in.
Did he try to get you to do this stuff?
He tried to get me to be with other people.
Other
and him. Yeah. Well, another
girls?
Guy.
Oh, a guy.
Yeah.
Like a threesome?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You never did.
And was
it?
The
no,
guy
going
to do stuff
it.
Not only to you, but to him as well?
He wanted it more so for him than for me.
Did he ever admit to doing stuff with guys?
No. He wouldn't admit that to me. And that's another reason I still couldn't believe him, because he wanted these things.
Yeah, if you want it, you're going
to
find a way to make that happen. You're going to get on Craigslist or whatever, Backpages, whatever
Pet
those things were back
then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're gonna find a way to make this happen. All right, now, you have a small chest.
Yes.
You want bigger boobs to what? Go out and get a normal guy that's not into animals and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, hopefully. Have more confidence in myself. I'm a very shy person.
All right. All right. Let's see what she is working with here. Let's have you stand up. You can show Dr. Goldschmidt what you have here. And she's lifting up there. All right.
Very thin.
She's very thin. Yeah. She also, I would say, is approximately the same size as the previous girl,
right? I was
going
to say.
Dr. Goldschmidt, what size? Is that even an A cup? Or is it
probably around an A or
an A cup?
You know,
right.
Somewhere around there.
All right. Now, what do you...
Unlike the last patient, you know, she's much more narrow, I think you pointed out. So, you know, probably a smaller implant, you know, maybe getting you to a C would probably be around the right size. Full B, small C, something like that.
All right.
But you do have a little asymmetry, too, I see. So, you know, one nipple's a little, you know, different situation than the other side.
Let me see.
One's a different size. This one's a little bit bigger than this one, too.
Oh, is it normal for girls to have one boob bigger than the other?
Almost universally. I think all women that I see have, slight asymmetries. I like to point those things out because afterwards everyone's like, oh, this nipple's higher and this one's more to the side. So,
you know, that's what we started with.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So it helps, you know, patients understand that, you know, nature isn't perfect symmetry.
Dr. G, could you give her six nipples so she looked like a dog?
No, please don't. Please don't.
All right. Christina, you can put your shirt back down there. All right. It sounds like you have... I mean, she's making a strong case here.
Bizarre
story.
And I've never heard something like that.
Are you still with this? I mean, I know you're separated, but are you dating other people now?
Yeah. I am single, though, right now.
Yeah.
But I am trying to date. Another big thing, right after I told him, you know, I don't think this is going to work.
Right.
It took him about 3.5 months to move out and get his own place, and that was fine. We figured it out. But, like, the weekend after I told him no more,
yeah,
he was looking up chicks with penis.
With these? Chicks with these?
Wow.
Yes. Just willing to actually pay these girls.
Oh, not just watching the porn, looking up to meet
looking
up with
to
one.
Meet up with them.
That's something else.
First opportunity he could get.
That is something
this
else.
This isn't his first rodeo.
No.
I don't think so, Charlie. And you didn't participate in any of that. You never brought another guy in. You never, what if, you just, you were not, you didn't want
we
to
We went on a cruise and he kept talking for our honeymoon and he kept talking about it and trying to meet new people. And I'm just a very shy person.
Yeah.
And I think sex should be between two people that love each other. And that's just not in my, not something I really want to do.
I think he would have known that in the 5 years
he
leading up to the marriage.
He did know that. Yeah. He definitely did know that.
That's, I can't believe that he would do that. I mean, even for his sake, why would you? Why
he's
would
trying
you
to convince himself? Just like a guy joins the priesthood when he's secretly gay, and then he's trying.
But he knew that he had those fetishes, and he wasn't going to be satisfied by her.
Yeah, he settled.
Know. What do you do
and
for
I
work?
Did too. Buffed cars, like detailed them.
Okay.
Car detailer.
All right. All right. Christina, thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. We're going to meet another girl here in just a minute. Dieter, what do you think?
I mean, you got her story was more about her husband. Yeah. You got to factor that in. That
oh, it's got to be mentally, it will mentally
draining.
Scar her, won't it?
Yeah, almost pay back to the guy. Get her big boobs.
Right.
Make him jealous.
But it's not, I don't think he's going to care. He has no interest in boobs.
Well, no.
Can you implant a... Put a D on her, doctor. Can you do that kind of surgery?
Not I.
No? Not you can, like, grow it on the forearm and then transfer it? I see it in the news all the time.
That's with ears and stuff. I've never seen that with a penis.
I think you'd be excited just for a prosthesis, you know, for her to wear some.
All right, Dr. Goldschmidt, what'd you think about her?
I think she's a great candidate surgically. You know, you got to think there must have been some warning signs that maybe she ignored along the way prior to getting married. That she just didn't want to see her. Maybe he really did hide them and, you know. It's just an interesting story, though.
Did you do the same thing? I know you were married in the. You're no longer married anymore, right?
No, is it almost divorced? Hopefully.
You're still married, but not technically.
Separated for a couple years now.
It was the same
the
thing.
Process is a long process.
You told her all of your fetishes or something,
I'm
and
into cats.
She split.
Not quite.
Oh man, did you have a prenup? Because I had a prenup. before I got married. And I can't believe, first of all, I didn't know anything about prenups. And I went in there, I meet with these lawyers. They go, well, what do you want to give her if you split up? I said, well, nothing. That's why I'm here doing a prenup. They go, oh, that's not the way this works. And I was stunned by this, Dieter. Isn't that the point of getting a prenup? Is that you don't have to pay, right?
That's exactly what I thought it was.
That's
straight
what I thought
up.
It was, too.
Very easy.
No.
Clean and split.
And then it took, I mean, just the process of getting, it cost me, I forget the exact number. I think it was approaching, oh, you don't even, did I tell
10?
You this?
You said 10 or something?
Oh, no.
20?
Because I had to pay for her lawyers, too, Dieter. It's a double whammy. It was like
$40,000.
What?
Yeah.
What?
And between 30 and 40.
Dude, and is it even worth it to do that? Yeah. I mean, in the end,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Dr. Goldschmidt's telling you, yeah, he's in a position right now. He goes, yeah, that would have been worth it. I would have gladly paid $40,000 way back when. No, is that part of the problem of what takes? I mean, you're a doctor. You have a lot of money and trying to split up.
Well, most of these things settle and it takes less time. But in this situation, there was no settlement. And it just goes through the whole process from.
Should have seen. He's driving a Hyundai to work today. And it was really all right. I'm going to take a break. We'll bring girl number three in here in just a moment.
How are you going to follow that? I mean, come on.
I don't know. I don't know where we go from here. Maybe it's all uphill or downhill or however you want to look at it. Girl number three. All of these five girls want a new rack from Dr. Matt Goldschmidt and the Cosmetic Surgery Center. His website, drmattgoldschmidt.com. That's drmattgoldschmidt.com. Same thing with Instagram, too, if you want to find him on Instagram. We will talk to girl number three here in just a moment. And at the end, you can help us decide which one of these five girls gets a new rack. We will discuss it in detail. You'll be able to call in and help us decide which one is worthy of it. And we'll be right back with girl number three. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. These guys do at work is probably not safe for you to listen to at work. Maybe put some headphones on. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we're here with Dr. Matt Goldschmidt of the Cosmetic Surgery Center. We are talking to girls who either signed up at the booby booth at Rover Fest or online at roverradio.com who wanted a new rack from Rover's Morning Glory. We've gone through two girls. Got to pick up the pace here a little bit. Girl number three coming in just a moment. Dieter, your thoughts so far? Good candidates, good stories?
Great. Great stories, great looking. It's really two different avenues. Which way are you going to go?
The girl that just talked about how her husband told her about these fetishes after they got married. What would you have done if you were recently married in a secret marriage? If you got married and 2 days later your wife said, hey, listen, I want to bring in a chick with a D.
Oh, with a D?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say just another chick.
No.
Like, oh, yeah.
No.
Why'd you wait so long?
No. What would you have done?
Yeah, the answer is no.
I mean, if she told you something like that, is that something you work through in the marriage?
No.
You
put it out. You go, either that ends or I end. Mm-hmm. I can't.
You're
compromise.
Asking for an annulment, basically.
What would you do, Rover, if B2 said, let's bring in a chick with a D? Hot chick with a D.
I would not be into that.
But you've said before that you'd let a guy come in.
So isn't that close? Get a pair of boobs.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a second.
You don't have to. No, you don't have to.
I'm not particularly, to be honest with you, turned on by chicks with, whatever. But
if it turned her on.
Okay. If it turned her on and the person's not doing anything with me.
No.
No.
Well, maybe a little.
It could be some incidental contact.
See where the night goes.
Yeah, little.
Little.
Yeah. A few shots. Yeah.
You're into it?
I don't think so. I really that might be a line.
Would you rather watch B2 get pounded out from a dude or a chick with a D?
But isn't it the same?
No.
I think a dude, to be honest with you. I really do. There's something that I don't know. Maybe I need to look at some of that porn, but just like from thinking about it, it's not something I personally am interested in.
A chick with a D, just a guy, and he gets boob implants. Is that what we're talking about here?
You're talking what, Jeffrey? What are they called?
Oh.
Oh, no.
You're talking about a person that has both the male and female components?
What's the word?
A hermaphrodite.
A what?
I mean, I don't know if I'm even pronouncing it correctly. Hermaphrodite.
Uh-huh, yeah. That's right. Dr. Goldschmidt? Yeah,
so, yeah.
He's a medical doctor. He knows that.
Hephrodite. Hephrodite.
Uh-huh. You're saying it's just a dude with boob implants?
Yeah.
That even freaks me out, to be honest with you. I mean, have you ever given boob implants to a man, Dr. Goldschmidt?
I have several patients that are transgender.
Oh, really? And what do they do with downstairs? Do they leave it or do they lop it off after? You don't do the actual lopping off.
Yeah, gender reassignment surgery. I don't do that portion of it. So they'll go to a specialist and a couple throughout the country they go to.
Does it raise any red flags or is there anything special you have to do if you have a transgender person that wants to have implants? It's a man transitioning to a woman. Is it any different, or you just say, hey, okay, give me your money and I'll do it?
From the surgical end, it's pretty similar. I do check and verify things with their psychologist or, you know, whatever counseling they've had and make sure that they're stable. And a lot of them are on hormonal therapies to help transition them. So I want to make sure all that stuff is in check and do my due diligence, so to speak.
Someone says that Charlie once admitted that he cranks it out to porno chicks with these.
What?
Oh, yeah, he did this recently.
Yeah, I've said this.
Wait, what?
I've never heard that. Wow.
Yeah, if the chick with a D is having sex with a woman. Yeah, I've watched that frequently.
He talked about this.
Wow. So that's almost one guy and one girl.
It is one guy and one girl, but the guy part is hot.
But there's four boobs.
There's four boobs. It's actually the straightest porn available.
No, this is no. That's something weird going on.
No
wonder him and Nads are so close.
You could say this.
I don't have boobs.
Yeah,
doesn't make any sense if he was watching straight gay porn. There's a thing.
And also, if it's a chick with a D and a guy, yeah, that would be weird. This is straight porn, basically, but the guy part's hot. It's actually the straightest porn available on the market.
All right, let's bring in girl number three. This is a girl who wants new boobs from Dr. Matt Goldschmidt and Rover's Morning Glory. We'll hear her story. We have five girls to meet today, and then by the end of the show, we're going to pick one girl to get a new rack. You can help us after we talk to all five girls. 866-YO-ROVER. Angela is girl number three. Good morning, Angela. How are you?
Hi, thanks.
How old are you, Angela?
I am 26.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I'm actually an audiologist.
An audiologist?
Yes.
I don't even know what that is. Is that something to do with audio?
Not really, no.
Okay.
I actually, it's a medical doctorate, but we specialize in hearing, in ears, in balance, in tinnitus, which is ringing.
I have
in
that.
The ear.
Oh,
you
do? Well, I do, but I've never gone to the doctor for it.
Why not?
Because I on the internet it says that there's no real treatment for it, and so I figured, what am I going to waste my money for going to the doctor? Is that true?
Not really. No.
Really,
most things on the internet aren't true.
So you think that I can? You think that there is treatment that can help with the ringing in your ears?
Yeah. Do you have what kind of ringing? You have it in both ears or just one?
It's both. Yeah. It's just a constant like that. If it's noise, or right now, I don't really notice it as much. Obviously, if it's silent, you really notice it. But doesn't everyone have that, or am I just crazy?
No.
No. That's quiet for me. It's quiet. It's nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's no ringing in your ears
at Robert,
all?
No,
in like a dead silent room, you don't hear anything?
It's silence.
No.
It's nice.
I can hear it if a TV is on and the volume is off.
That's just a high pitch. You hear
that's
though.
That's hearing the TV. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not in my brain all the time.
Well, it's in my brain all the
time.
It
is. Right. Yeah.
Maybe I'll come for treatment or something.
Wait, so are you a doctor?
Technically, yes.
Damn.
Wow, a doctor.
Got two doctors
Dr.
in the
Angela,
studio.
That's right. Yeah, and one's way hotter than the other.
Dr. Goldsmith. No.
Yeah, sorry, Angela. Tell us why you're here. Tell us your story.
So, I'm a doctor. I've gone to school for a long time. It's not the typical sense, though. I don't want you to think, oh, she's a doctor. She's making six figures. She can afford this on her own. Why is she here?
Right. That's immediately what I thought.
An audiologist, actually, the salary is, I don't know, 50, 60,000 entry level.
Why the hell would you do that then? What, are you an idiot? This is like people who become a lawyer and then they want to help poor people for free. You know, jackass. Why get into something that pays so low? Why not become a heart surgeon or something like that?
Well, I did actually originally want to be a doctor. I was bullied in high school. I never really got the good looks gene. I have a twin brother. He's good looking, successful.
You guys think she's bad looking?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
No, she's very pretty.
Bad looking. Yeah. All right, go on. You have a twin brother, you said?
Mm-hmm. I have a twin brother. So we were always in the same classes. I used to get bullied. Everyone would call me by his name or his initials under the assumption that I look like a boy. We're indifferent, indistinguishable. Uh-huh. I had no chest, no very plank body, if mm-hmm. you will. So anyways, I knew that really wasn't going to work out for me, and I decided that I would use the skills that I do have, and I wanted to become a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I went to college pre-med down that route. While I was in college, my grandfather he lost all his hearing, and he's a veteran, so he didn't get the greatest help, didn't get any services, didn't get hearing aids, so he just kind of wasted away, and as someone going into the medical field, to see someone that you're close to kind of just become isolated, become depressed. He actually was diagnosed with dementia because of his hearing loss. He stopped
going.
Was
he married?
He was. So my grandma.
I think that would make him happy. He'd have to stop listening to her bitching and moaning for 50 years or whatever. Yeah.
You think that, but it's very depressing. You don't realize how much you rely on hearing and communication.
Mm-hmm.
No hearing, no communication. Without hearing, no one would be listening to this today.
Right. No one probably is.
Hopefully.
Go on.
So anyways, that kind of just tuned me into a new facet of medicine, and I really became personally devoted to becoming someone that practices audiology, helping with communication. So I switched degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't realize at the time that an audiologist makes next to nothing compared to what a regular doctor makes. So
sure.
Went on. I did the whole med school 4-year route. Spent a little over $250,000 on my education.
Holy smokes!
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to Harvard or something? Whoa. What the hell's wrong with you? $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I financed my entire degree from start to finish myself because my parents, they don't have much money. I'm actually the first person in my extended family to go to college, to get a bachelor's, to get a doctorate, to be a doctor. I had to do it all on my own, no help.
Whatever happened to your twin brother? What's he doing now? Working at a car wash?
He went into the service. He actually went to West Point.
Oh, okay. That sounds impressive.
That's big time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He dropped out, so that counts for anything.
Doesn't count then. No.
Yeah, he dropped out, but he does chemistry now.
All right, so people made fun of you when you were in school because you were flat-chested.
Mm-hmm.
They said you looked like your twin brother, who is a boy. They couldn't even tell the difference. I mean, that's ridiculous, obviously. But did that have an effect on you mentally?
It definitely did, yeah. It got to the point where I decided that I was going to start wearing 2 padded bras to school, more for like the illusion, just so I'd stop getting teased and picked on.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, it sounded like a great idea, but obviously you'd notice if one day you walk in looking like this, the next day you walk in and under your shirt, it looks like you have something going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to do that. Went to school. Classmates noticed. I actually got kind of called out by some boys in my class. I tried to shrug it off, just kind of ignore them. But my best friend at the time, she actually kind of ratted me out. She pulled my shirt over so mm-hmm. everyone could see 2 bras and see 2 straps. And that really took a toll on me. Left crying. Didn't go back to school for a few days. I tried to repress the memories.
Yeah.
Pretty emotional. But yeah. And ever since then, I thought, well, I don't know, maybe I don't have this womanly look. This will never be me. Why not try to do anything about it? Maybe focus on something you're good at. And then my true kind of nerd came out.
Sure.
From now, there.
Now, all right. So size-wise, what do you think you're working with presently? First of all, what do you weigh? Do you know what you weigh? Just so people can get a mental image of what you look like.
Yeah.
I weigh about 125.
All right.
5'4", 5'5".
Okay. And what do you think you're working with upstairs?
Definitely like 32, barely A, probably double A, I'd say.
Okay. Do you want to see what she is working with here, Dr. Goldschmidt?
Please.
All right. Okay. Sure. I was asking
him. Oh, okay. Theater, I'm speaking for him.
Chomping at the bit over here. All right. Angela's going to stand up and show what she is working with here. All right. Boy, this is very similar to the other girls that were here. Dr. Goldschmidt, what's your professional impression?
Again, it's very similar, even a little asymmetry with the right side's a little bigger than the left, but she's pretty narrow and a small frame. So, you know, a C cup probably be perfect for her.
Is that what you would be looking for, is a C cup? All right, you can sit down. It says here you have rosacea. Is that true?
I do, yeah. So I just get really red real easily.
Do you?
Okay. I have a whole slew of things going on. I felt really bad. I felt like I was at a disadvantage following the girl before me after all the anal beads, animal porn.
Yeah. You're into that stuff too?
Well, no. I don't think that I could really share even a remotely similar story. I really don't and can't have much sex with anyone. I have what's called atypical endometrial hyperplasia.
Oh, yeah, I had that. I kicked it, though, with a little vitamin C.
I think it means small vagina, Rover.
Well, okay, I'm a big vagina, okay? What is that?
I don't ovulate. I never have. I've never really gotten a period. I have a lot of hormonal things going on, thanks to my mom.
Why? What was it? Your mom? Is this genetic?
It's genetic, okay. Yeah. It's genetically passed down. If you don't ovulate, there's a risk that other things in reproductive can go awry. And essentially what it means is everything is just kind of swollen and bad and developing cysts. And it's just painful in general. More so if you
Basically don't have sex.
Not very often. If I'm having a good day, if I'm on painkillers, I will. It's just not ever really too enjoyable.
Holy man.
You have to be on painkillers to enjoy, not even enjoy it, but just even have sex.
Not always. Most of the time, yes, but not always.
What about pleasuring yourself? Because, you know, sex is a penetrative kind of thing, and you're hitting your whatever's going on in there. but what about pleasuring yourself? Can you do that without pain? Is that
that's
okay? Because
it's
more of an external sort of thing. You're okay with that. Now, you have a boyfriend or a husband?
I do, yes. I have a boyfriend.
He puts up with this? I mean, God bless him. No, I mean, I'm serious. I mean, it sounds like you just don't enjoy sex is the bottom line.
From time to time, I do. But, yeah, he's very supportive. We actually did go to high school together.
Yeah.
So he was in on the let's tease her for her frame. So I think
so he was teasing you back in the day? Do you think he was doing that because he actually kind of had a crush on you?
He says that now, but
no, it's probably true. No, I believe that. Guys don't have the, when you're 16, you don't have the life skills that, I mean, look at me now, I'm completely prepared to deal with life, but at 16, boys don't know how to show that, or they think that they,
that's the way to get her. Yeah. Right, you don't have game at 16. She's like, no. I'll tease her and get her attention.
Exactly. So, and he like, if you had to guess, how often would you have sex presently?
Maybe a couple times a month.
All right, so twice a month.
But there's been times, I know I dated someone for 6 months, and we never had sex. He never saw me topless even because insecurities.
Because, okay, it had nothing to do with the actual act of sex. You were just so insecure about
it. It's a little bit of both, I think.
Okay, but so you've dated people, and they've never even seen your chest. Wow. Let me go to Tom. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tom.
Yo, Rover Dieter. I hate to say it, Rover, but this girl is not a good candidate for the breast. You know, it's almost like putting a beautiful chandelier in a trailer. It's almost wasting it.
What do you mean by that? I don't understand that.
I mean, she doesn't have sex. She really doesn't want to show her body to nobody. The other girls are a little bit more vibrant. They feel like, I feel like they could use it.
Well, better. She doesn't want to show her body because she's ashamed of her small boobs. So that would certainly help there. Now, it's not going to help with the... Can you scoop out her insides, Dr. Goldschmidt?
Oh.
Can you get rid of the ovaries and the uterus and the everything else in
like
there?
A spoon?
It's not my realm. Yeah. I don't know.
Like a melon baller. Just get in there.
Yeah.
Just scoop
make
that
room. Jeez.
So that guy is going to call in and criticize her?
Yeah.
Sorry. I just get really defensive over these girls.
What are you jumping in? She can defend herself.
All right, defend yourself and then I'll help.
Yeah, what do you say to that?
I feel like if anything, I deserve the chance to feel like a woman. More so, I've nothing right now that makes me feel like a woman. Don't have this. So, yeah.
Is there nothing they can do for your?
There are. There's two treatments options for it. One of them is a hysterectomy, which at this age, I don't think that's something I'd want to do. I want at least the option to even contemplate having kids at some point.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is hormone therapy, which is really expensive and not covered by insurance. So, and I do set aside money for that when the time comes. But you know. Paying over $2,000 in student loans every month, paying rent, putting money aside for that.
Can't you somehow declare bankruptcy or something and not pay those student loans? I mean,
no, they only go away if you die.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Fake your death. Something. Get a new identity. All right. Angela, thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. All right, Dieter, tell me your thoughts.
I feel bad for her never having sex.
Yeah.
But then I also think... Giving her boobs, is that a waste? Because, no, dude, let me, God, just step outside. You know, because if she's not even going to have sex, she's not into it, is the guy even going to benefit from them?
Is that part of it, that she's not having sex, though? Not only because of the
pain, I think it's part of it.
Because she doesn't like her body.
But I also think that the main part is that this condition that she has.
And if she had the breast, I mean, the guy would be able to TF her, right?
Yeah, that shouldn't hurt her at all.
That should be totally fine.
Dr. Goldschmidt, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think what Charlie says is right. I think she'll improve her self-confidence, and I think she'd be a good candidate, actually. I don't think that she's going to be ashamed to show her body after this.
But will she have more sex after the boob implants?
I think it would improve things. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't you want to make a hot doctor? A super hot doctor.
Yeah, Dieter, that could be your legacy in life.
Yeah.
You made a super hot doctor. All right, I'm going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to girls 4 and 5 right after this. And then we're going to pick one girl to get the boobs from Dr. Matt Goldschmidt and the Cosmetic Surgery Center. Their website, drmattgoldschmidt.com. It's drmattgoldschmidt.com. And their phone number is 216-264-8100. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover's Morning Glory. They've been verbally assaulting the population for years.
But their time is up.
Join the movement. You are not alone.
Me too.
Me too.
You are hashtag RMG2.
All right, Dr. Matt Goldschmidt is here, and we are going through the 5 finalists, the booby booth finalists. One of these girls is going to walk out of here and straight into Dr. Goldschmidt's operating room.
What do you think so far? Do you already have a pick in your mind out of the 3?
No, I usually keep it open until the end.
Well, of course you keep it open.
I don't even have a front runner. I keep my mind completely open until the very end. You guys have a front runner?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's too early.
Is it the same? Have you guys confided in each other?
No, I don't know.
Jeffrey, do you have a front runner yet out of these 3?
I'm still undecided.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm still undecided, too.
They all seem to have good stories. They have good looks. Like, they have all 3 of them. The first three we had good body symmetry, you know. And they just want, you know, 2 of them have boyfriends, so they want to, you know, get the boobs, and their boyfriends are supportive. And I think the idea is, like, hey, just give them something for the boyfriend to grab onto while they're, you know, railing them out.
Oh.
Okay. He really thinks about those guys railing out these girls a lot, doesn't he? All right, let's bring in girl number 4.
I'm trying to respect their relationships, Rover. That's all. Yeah. I just want to help the boyfriends out so they can get more out of their girls.
One of these girls is going to get a new rack from Dr. Matt Goldschmidt. Their website, drmattgoldschmidt.com. That's drmattgoldschmidt.com. Same for Instagram. And the phone number is 216-264-8100.
Real quick, Rover.
Yes, Charlie.
His Instagram is filled with before and after pictures, is what you're asking
for.
Oh,
it is?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. All right. Well, that's... I know what I'm doing this afternoon. Callie is girl number 4. Good morning, Callie. How
morning.
Are you?
How are you guys?
I'm doing all right. Tell us how old you are.
21.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a server and a bartender right now. And I'm also, I finished my undergrad at Baldwin Wallace, but I just got into Case Western. I'm going to be in the Master's in Nursing.
Okay.
Finish up and get my NP there.
You want to be a nurse. Dougie, you didn't... hold on one second. Dougie, come in here. Let's just make Dougie come in here and set this microphone correctly.
Could she, please?
Just try it or
just got to get it closer, Dougie. You got to adjust.
Do it for her.
Do it for
you
her.
You can go up to her and help
do
her, Dougie.
Do it for her, Dougie. Oh,
she's never done
God.
This before.
How
would she know?
It's the same. Dougie, it hasn't changed. It's exactly the same. No. It's high as it goes on the board. Yeah. Dougie, go over there
why
and help
her. Why do you refuse
her.
To just listen?
You got
to
bend it in.
She won't.
There you go.
Dougie won't take any direction.
You can bend it in and put it in front of her mouth.
There you go. But just as long as it doesn't touch your face. All right, let's see. Let's see how that sounds. Okay, let's try that. Okay, there you go. Callie, all right, so you want to be a nurse is what you're telling me?
Yes, and finish with my nurse.
You can let go of the microphone now. There you go. Okay, all right. And finish what?
To get my nurse practitioner.
Okay. What brings you here today? Why are you here?
Well, obviously everyone would like a nice pair of little boobies, mm-hmm. but, my story kind of like, it's a little bit different. It's like being on air is kind of a nice way to tell people like a little bit more about, 'cause I had an eating disorder when I was younger.
Oh,
so, like this gives me a good opportunity to kind of, 'cause like mental illnesses, I guess they're kind of. They're more well known, but they're a little bit more taboo. So, like when I was going through with it, like friends that I had at the time, the community, they didn't know how to deal with it. And then I want to use like further my education and be like, I think I want to go into like family practice. So then, because like medical professionals that I had, they didn't really have the knowledge of. They couldn't really diagnose me very early, so it gets harder to treat it when you're further along in your illness. So
what happened? What did you? What eating disorder did you have?
Anorexia.
And how old were you?
It started when I was 12.
Did you realize what? I mean, how did it start out?
No, I mean, I can kind of hide it for a while. It just was like one of those things where like you're going through puberty. I didn't really like fit in. Like, it's not like I was bullied, but like I didn't really fit in with like girls. Like, I always had like more guy friends than girlfriends. So like, I don't know if it's just like my personality or like I guess like I kind of have a strong personality, so that like might be it. But like, that was just one of the things that I could control. So like, to me, like it was just like a power thing that like I kind of like could internalize it and use it as like something that I could
control. That you were in control of.
Yeah.
So at the age of 12, what happens? You just essentially stop eating?
Well, yeah, I was like still active playing sports and stuff. So like, I would just like stop eating as much. And then I got a little bit better on my own to start eating. But then like in high school, obviously things get hard again. It's really hard to pinpoint one exact thing. There's not one exact like trigger, I guess. It's just like something that I could use to like be powerful. I was in control of something.
Were there other things in your life that you had no control over that were giving you problems?
I mean, like my oldest brother left at that time. He went off to school. Mm-hmm. So like, he was one of my like big connections. I did go to like a different school, so like I tried fitting in like with certain groups of girls, and then I like I said, like I didn't really fit in with girls. Like I couldn't tell you why. Like I too, like some of my guy, like my girlfriends in junior high when this started, they left. So like I was by myself. But
how much? So it got bad in high school? Was that when it was worse?
My sophomore year was the worst it's ever been, and then I finally reached out for help, and my parents, thankful for them, because I wouldn't be here today without them. They put me in treatment in Cleveland, mm-hmm. at the Center of Eating Disorders in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't even in school for at least half the year, because I would.
And you know all the rumors that must have been swirling around you at
she's
the school.
She's knocked up, or
exactly.
No, they knew what was going on.
And that's one of,
yes,
and that's
they
one
knew.
Of
they
the
go,
things.
She's crazy. She's not eating, right?
Okay. They everyone. That's why it's one of those things where, like, it's so taboo that, like, people, they don't want to understand. They don't want to talk about it.
Now, when you looked in the mirror, I'm my mom was a nurse, and I went when I was a kid. In California, she worked at Loma Linda Medical Center, and they had this eating disorder floor there that she worked on, and I went up there once. So I must have been, I don't know, maybe 12 or so, roughly, and I was kind of looking forward to it because my mom's like, yeah, there's like girls who are like 14 in there and stuff, you know? I'm like, oh, sweet, hot chicks. I mean, you know how horny you are as a 12-year-old boy.
Right.
And I go to this eating disorder unit, and oh man, Dieter, you have no idea. It's like walking into a concentration mm-hmm. camp.
Just bone thin, skin and bones.
And you try not to stare. You try not to, you know, look at some and go, ah! But that's what you're doing on the inside. Now, when you looked at yourself in the mirror, did you not see that? Did you not realize how thin, how skinny, how bony you were?
No, to me, it was totally different. Like, your image of yourself, if I look back at pictures that I see now, it disgusts me. Like, if I think about, it's just like my mindset now. Like, I'm grown so much as a person. Like, I'm so strong now that, like, my confidence is through the roof. Like, from where it was, it's, like, through the roof compared to there. But, like.
What was it? How, so, when you were a sophomore in high school, you said that was the worst. What did you weigh?
When I got put into treatment, I was 87 pounds.
Wow.
What would you eat during the week or not? Like, how often would you actually eat?
It got to the point where, like, I wouldn't even chew gum.
So how often would you eat?
Like, never.
Like, every 3 days, would you have, like, some Cheetos?
Yeah, or? when I would get in a fight with my parents and I would, like, eat something in front of them to
because they'd be telling you, because, you need to eat, yes. You need to eat.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, how do you not die?
That's why I was like,
she would have. They do. You die from it.
Oh, yeah, organs shut down.
Oh, of course. Eventually you would. But I'm saying, like, if you're not eating at all, anything, how do you not just die? And do you feel hungry?
After a certain point, your body just gets used to it and you, like, go into starvation. Like, you're not even hungry anymore.
Are you drinking water?
Yeah, that's about it, though. It's to me, like, even thinking about it now, I mean, I work out, I lift all the time, and I eat. Like, I'm hungry every, like, 3 hours now. Like, I couldn't imagine doing that to myself just because, like, my headspace is so, like, I'm...
How tall are you, Callie?
Like, 5'5".
5'5". So think about this. 5'5", 87 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my wife, B2, is... She always told me she was 5'2 and a half, and then I said, let me measure you. She's 5'1".
Okay.
5'1", she weighs about 94, 95 pounds. I mean, it's tiny. It's very, very tiny. There's nothing to lose. She doesn't have anything to lose at that point. Now, how do you get over this? Because this is a mental thing, you know, anorexia. What do they do to drive it home to stop doing this? Like, how does it click? So
it's
that,
like, an entire process. So, like, when I was in treatment, my parents, like, well, my mom, she was in charge of everything I got to eat. So, like, I wasn't allowed to make any decisions on how much, what, the flavor, anything for months. And then we did, like, cognitive behavior therapy. So, like, you're learning, like, how to necessarily, like, cope, I guess, with, like, with life, how you handle your emotions, understanding what would upset you and how to handle it. Because mm-hmm. it's like, every girl looks in the mirror and thinks they're fat, or like, I'll still think like, man, I'm fat, but like, it's how you act upon it. So like, I can choose, like, my headspace is just so mm-hmm. different now that like, I don't act upon it. I like know Like, it's not like that. The mental, like the body image, lifting helped me a lot.
So you lift weights now?
I do. That, like, gave me a sense of confidence. Like, it was one of those things where I know how to feel myself as an athlete. So, like, kind of being an athlete again helped. And that gives you, you're hungry.
Do you think not eating, did that, you think that's what affected your boob growth?
It totally did. My boobs were bigger when I was probably 9 years old.
Really? And then you get anorexia and they just shrink up. They shrivel up.
So, like, right now I kind of have an illusion that I got some, like, little pecs because, like, I'm stronger. Like, I have some muscles.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, like, an illusion. So I definitely, like, going through puberty, I had, like, bigger boobs. And then, I mean, I was 87 pounds. There's nothing there.
Do you, all right, do you have a boyfriend or anything? Or
yeah, okay. Almost 4 years.
Wow, 4 years. Now, do you show your chest off to him, or are you embarrassed?
I'm a little embarrassed. Mm-hmm. He's very supportive. That's one of the reasons why I'm with him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the things where, like, my parents and he's, like, totally, whatever empowers you, you go for it.
All right, so... you want to see what she has to work with? All right,
yeah.
Stand up. Let's show Dr. Goldschmidt what you have here. She's lifting up her shirt.
Wow, every girl over here looks the same.
It's almost interchangeable, the size of boobs that they have. A cup, small A cup, is that what you would say, Dr. Goldschmidt?
I agree with that.
What's your clinical assessment?
I think she's a good candidate. I mean, she's got... some tissue to cover the implant. Putting the implants under the muscle would help her because she's a little bit thinner at the top.
Would you go double D?
No, I don't think we'd get her there.
No?
No.
What would you...
That would make her proportionate. It should be, you know, too top heavy, so to speak.
What would you do? A C? A large
B? I think
C
would be great for her. Yeah.
All right. Is that what you would want? Is a C? Or what do you think the difference would make if you were to win this? How do you think it would change your life?
I'd definitely be more confident, just like every other girl. Like you just feel sexier as, like, a female. I mean, obviously I've been able to, like, it's hard to fit into stuff and, like, wear a bathing suit. Like, you just kind of feel like a boy. I don't know. It's not like I need them. I'm way better off than what I was now. Like, I have confidence. I'm not, like, totally a nut job. Mm-hmm. People probably think I'm, like, a nut job. Like, no, people with, like, mental illnesses, I'm not like that anymore. Like, I'm strong, and I made, like...
You never made yourself puke, did you?
I did for a little while.
Bulimia? Isn't that bulimia
or
something?
Yep, that was towards the end of it, yeah.
And so you would eat, if your mom said, you need to eat something, you'd eat in front of her, and then you'd go puke later?
That didn't even happen until college, actually. Like, if I was going to be completely honest, I was not fully recovered until I was 19 years old.
Mm. Wow. Well, that's something else.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think you could ever would slip back into that?
Thinking about that now, there's no way.
Yeah.
No possible way.
All right. Callie, good luck to you. Thank you for coming in. What a story that is. Dieter, your thoughts?
I feel bad for her, man. All she went through, you got to factor that in. And you can tell her confidence is kind of low.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would help boost her. I can't believe these stories, man. It's just everyone has something major.
She's a good-looking girl, isn't she?
They're all good-looking.
Dr. Goldschmidt, what are your thoughts?
Another great candidate. It's going to be a hard decision at the end. And they all look pretty similar anatomically.
Is there anything,
and their angles are all different, though.
Is there anything in the history of the eating disorder or anything like that that gives you pause?
You have to make the assumption that she is truly, you know, doing well and past it. Is that always true? I don't know. It's hard to tell sometimes, I think. But I think after it's all said and done, you know, I think she is a healthier person. She looks healthy. And I would probably check some labs just to make sure that her nutritional status is what she says it is.
By the way, is that audiologist still out there?
Yeah, I think they're all out there,
Because during the middle of that interview, I swear, this is a true story, and this happens to me sometimes too, my left ear, just all of a sudden, it's like remember I said I only notice it if it's real quiet? But in the middle, for about 30 seconds, my left ear was just that.
What does that mean?
We can talk after, I'll treat you.
Okay, all right. But you have to be naked the whole time. All right, let's bring in girl number five who wants to get new boobs from Dr. Matt Goldschmidt and the Cosmetic Surgery Center. You can check out their website. It's drmattgoldschmidt.com. Their phone number is 216-264-8100. Dr. Goldschmidt, one of the questions that I get from people, from women, after this segment, they go, how much does this normally cost? I'm assuming there's generally a range if someone wants breast augmentation. What is it generally price range for?
Yeah, so the saline implants are a little cheaper.
Why is that? Just the cost of it?
The cost of manufacture is less,
okay.
Substantially less. So they're roughly a third or even less than the gel implants, depending on which gel you pick. But, you know, breast implant surgery is around $5,000 for saline and around $6,500 for the gel,
right.
Roughly.
Right. All right.
And if you mention Rover when you call Dr. G's office,
yes,
they'll give you a special.
They'll give you a discount.
Yeah, to say, I want the Rover discount, and then Dr. G will take care of them.
Okay. All right. Ask for the Rover discount at Dr. Goldschmidt's office.
He's like, we do?
We're putting his kids through college, by the way, just so you know, dude, with all these boob jobs that he gets. All right, girl number five, fifth and final girl is here. Samantha, good morning. How are you, Samantha?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Tell us how old you are.
I'm 32.
Okay. And what do you do for a living?
I am a nurse in the emergency room.
All right. Have you seen NADS in the emergency room, a traumatic brain injury, overdose?
Golf cart in my leg.
Have you seen him treated in your emergency room?
Not unless he came to Rochester.
Okay. Oh, all right. So you live all the way in Rochester.
I do.
I wouldn't rule it out that he's been in the emergency room in Rochester.
I will definitely end up in the ER in Rochester at some point.
Okay. I'll look for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
All right. So, you are the fifth and final girl that wants implants from Dr. Goldschmidt.
I do.
What brings you here? Tell me your story.
My story. Okay. So, it is not a sob story. Okay. I went through everything I went through. I know I had to go through it, and I'm a lot stronger now. I was molested as a child by my
Holy
stepfather.
Holy mackerel, yeah. Right off the bat.
Right off the bat. Get right into it.
Now, let me ask you something.
Okay.
Well, first of all, how old were you?
So it was 8 to 13.
8 to 13.
Mm-hmm.
Many people would be embarrassed and ashamed to admit that. Even though you didn't do anything wrong, you're an 8-year-old. I mean, what could you do? But many people are ashamed or embarrassed of that. Is that difficult to admit publicly that you were molested by your stepfather?
Not anymore. No, not at all. It's my story. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It makes me who I am. So, yeah, but at the time, nobody knew what was going on.
Your mother had no clue?
No.
What was going on?
No.
So how soon after your mother met this guy did this begin?
That's hard to say. Probably within like 6 months or so.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not tell anyone? You know, if it happened, were you afraid that he would do something to you?
No, it was not. I just didn't know what was going on. You know, I'm an 8-year-old. Yeah. I don't know. What do you do? What do you say?
Right.
I just didn't. So it was just never addressed at all.
So it went on until you were 13 years old.
Yeah.
What brought it to a halt?
My mom ended up divorcing him. And yeah, that's how it ended.
When did you tell anyone?
I told right after. So he moved out because she found out he was having an affair. So she kicked him out. And while he was gone, I was like, Mom, I have to tell you something. You can't tell anybody. I'm terrified. And I told her. And so.
What was her reaction?
Her reaction was disbelief, but, it was disbelief. And she was, she had questions about it and everything.
Yeah.
But then later on, like, I would find, emails that she was sending him saying she still loved him. She never discussed that, but
right.
She just, and later on in life, she was like, and I don't know if I believe you about that either. I don't know.
So she thinks that her own daughter just made that up.
At this point she doesn't think that anymore. Excuse me. But at the time we got in an argument you know, I became a wild child as a result.
Yeah.
And so we were in an argument about something, and she mentioned it then. Because, I mean, I became completely, like, unreliable and just...
Do you think it was because of that?
Oh, absolutely. So because of that, and, you know, to mask what was going on at home, I didn't want anyone knowing, I became a perfectionist. I was in, you know, math club. I played every sport. I played two instruments. I was a straight-A student, and I developed really bad anxiety and PTSD. And because of that, I started drinking at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived my life like just caring so much what everyone thought about me. And then I met alcohol, and it was just like that instantaneous, like.
What age?
I started drinking like around 13. I started drinking pretty heavily around like 16. And I was always like the blackout drinker.
Like just, dads.
The fun girl is what we used to call
it. No, I was. I became exactly the person that I had always wanted to be.
Uh-huh.
And it was just that feeling of like, I don't
care. You don't give a crap.
Exactly.
And you believe that was really self-medicating.
For sure.
Over being
because,
molested.
Like, the anxiety that just I always felt on a daily basis, just the second that I drank, it was gone.
Listen, so... First of all, the fact that your mother wouldn't even believe you is aside from this guy molesting you, there's got to be other issues because your mother sounds like, no offense, but she sounds like a little bit of a whack job. It's hard for me to believe,
mm-hmm.
and it's happened before. I get it. These guys are good. We know that. But from the age of 8 until you're 13, your mother has no clue that this guy is doing this to you?
Because it would happen when no one else was home.
Yeah. And really, there's got to be, it's hard for me to believe there are no signs that the guy's a creep.
Well, no, absolutely. So he was the most verbally abusive person I've ever met. Just screaming, this rage would come over him. And the things that he would say to my brother and I were just awful, you know, like, so you knew in that sense, like, he's not a good dude, you mm-hmm. know, he's got issues. And then his family life had been pretty messed up as well.
Mm-hmm.
But on, you know, how if that's not something you just like suspect.
Or experience him being verbally abusive to you and your brother.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, who would put up with that?
So my mom is, I love my mom. I really do. But she has her own issues. Bipolar, very much needs a man for her identity. You know what I mean? And so.
Because, I mean, I don't know if you have kids of your own.
I don't.
But anyone who has a kid, unless they're whack jobs, someone starts yelling at your kid like that, Dr. Goldschmidt, you have a couple of kids. If you started, if you married a new woman or whatever, and they start yelling at your kids like that and are verbally abusive, what do you do?
Oh, it's unacceptable. It's not going to happen.
Right. Right.
Protect and your kids at all costs.
She may not have known that you were being molested, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But
no,
she knew the guy was a dick.
Oh, absolutely. Like, my relationship with my mother was probably what kept me the most sick in my alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I just, like, I did everything right as it, you know, growing up. Just like I said, I was a straight A student. I was good. I excelled at everything that I did. And it was just like, why don't you love me more? Why, you know, choose me. Why aren't you choosing me? Yeah. And so that was, you know.
So you start drinking heavily when you're in your early teens.
Yeah.
How much are you drinking? You said 15, 16 is when you really kicked it up a notch?
Well, 15, 16 was when it was definitely like an every weekend thing. It was, yeah. I was always the most drunk. I was, you know, always a blackout drinker.
Yeah.
And then by 18, I was a daily drinker.
Yeah.
And then by the age of 21, I became an advanced stage alcoholic, which means I was physically addicted to alcohol. So at that point.
How much are you drinking at the time that you're 21? What do you?
A handle of vodka a day.
A handle of vodka?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
So you had like shakes and stuff when you wake up?
I had seizures and whatnot. And it wasn't, you know, go to bed at nighttime and then wake up in the morning. It was it was drink as much as you can, pass out for a couple hours, come to, like, hearing stuff, you know, like hallucinating, basically. Have to drink down as much as you can to kind of, like, be at your baseline. You puke a lot of it up because it's awful, and then you drink down more and then, you know, pass out for a couple hours, and it was an awful cycle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, did people know how bad it was, or were you? Could you hide this?
I hid it very well in the beginning. So for about a year, I was able to just always maintain enough, you know, keep enough in my system.
Were you working or at school?
I was working in the restaurant industry, actually. So it was, for about like 6 months, I would say, once I became physically addicted. So I would just, like, you know, drink on break and whatnot, just drink a bunch before I went in. And then, but a lot of, you know, it's the restaurant industry. So it's, I feel like that was an easier environment in which to hide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you drinking it straight?
Oh, yeah.
It's just straight vodka.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what? What? How did you sober up from that? Did you hit a rock bottom, as people say? Or,
oh my gosh, you have no idea. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was actively drinking from, like, well, in as an advanced stage alcoholic from 21 to 24 is when I finally got sober, and so it was just a series of in and out of hospitals and institutions, rehabs, detoxes.
So you did, you tried.
I did try.
Did you really want to do it, or were people forcing you to?
You don't understand. When you become physically addicted to alcohol, it's a whole nother ball game. When I was younger and drinking, it was fun. You know what I mean? It was fun for so long until you become physically addicted, and then you need it. Mm-hmm. And it's like I would be bawling my eyes out just drinking back as much vodka as I could. You know what I mean? And I literally looked at
the,
I
know,
it was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad. That's right. But I was just like, I truly didn't recognize myself.
I knew when I worked in Denver, there was a girl who worked at the radio station. Hot theater, super hot. Uh-huh. I'm not into blondes, but this chick was blonde. And she did what you did. She literally drank herself to death at the age of probably, I don't know, maybe 30 or so.
She died? Roughly.
Yes, she did. She died. She was drinking as much as Samantha was here, and eventually her body, I don't know if it just shut down, but she, I mean, she was found dead in her home at the age of at the age of 30 or give or take. I don't know if she, like, choked down her own vomit or what ended up happening to her, but she literally drank herself to death at that early of an age. So what was your rock bottom then?
So I had been treated in a hospital in Rochester, you know, detoxed for like a week, and then they released me, and then a week and a half later, I was back, and my BAC was over 0.5. Wow. Yeah.
And that will, like, kill you, pretty much. I mean, normal,
so if
that
you
would
were,
kill
if
me.
If you were to drink right now, 0.35 would be toxic.
Yeah.
Most people would die at 0.35. But my baseline was, like, usually about 0.35, 0.4. So I always needed that much in me. Otherwise, I would start to feel the withdrawal. But so the same doctor admitted me again and put me in a room with a camera and on telemetry, heart monitor, and made me go cold turkey. And I believed with everything in me that I was going to die. So I would have, when I would get to the hospitals each time, I would go because it was at the point where I could no longer keep enough in me to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have like a GI bleed, kidney infection, like just a whole slew of medical issues going on. And they would always say, you're going to die. You're not going to be here in another month. You're going to die. So I truly believed that I was going to die. And I just, it really had, so like an AA, you say like an aha moment. Like I just finally just stopped fighting it, and I was just like, you know, if it's my time to go, I'm ready, but if not, I finally get it. Like, no matter, I'm a smart person, but this, you know what I mean, it was this, like, I surrender, I give up.
So you go cold turkey, you're mm-hmm. you're going through all whatever the physical withdrawals are.
Mm-hmm.
And then have you not touched a drop of alcohol since then?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How hard is it?
It's not anymore. And I'm a firm believer you truly have to hit rock bottom in order to get sober. Because otherwise, it's, you know, it's got to be greater than 50-50 relationship. You know what I mean? Because the incentive is still there. But I hit rock bottom. Mm-hmm. And so I no longer have the desire.
Did you go to AA's?
Yeah. So after that, so from the hospital, I went to long-term treatment. And then when I got back from treatment, I did AA. So they say 90 and 90. I really did that. I went to 90 meetings in 90 days. And, you know, was in outpatient and everything. And, yeah, I mean, I still go to AA, not nearly as frequently, but it's still a part of my life. And working in the emergency room, I get a lot of detox patients. And so it still stays very close to me. You know what I mean? I don't lose touch with how bad it got. And then my plan in life is to become an NP in mental illness and chemical abuse and keep going with it.
Wow. Now, do people know this about you? Or do you share this story with people?
For the most part. I mean, so for the people I work with, it's not, most of them don't really know the whole story for several reasons. Some, I just am not close with everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not really their business. Some of the providers that I work with are actually the providers that treated me.
When you were young.
Yeah, but they treated me very poorly because I'm this 21, 22, 23-year-old girl coming in with totally different symptoms than these 50, 67-year-old men who have been drinking their whole lives. So a lot of times I was turned away, said I, you know, they thought it was drug-seeking, benzos and whatnot. So I was treated very poorly.
All right. Your boobs, you have a small chest.
I do.
How does that affect you in life?
When I was younger, it played a huge part because, again, I compared myself to everybody. And as a kid, I was the only member of the itty bitty titty committee in my neighborhood.
You're the chairman, chairwoman.
Yeah. No, the only member. And I was, you know, I was teased by neighborhood kids and whatnot. Just always felt inadequate. Now at this point, you know, I just want my outer features to match my inner self. Mm-hmm. Know what I mean? Because on the inside, I got some tickle bitties. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel great, you know, but I've just always felt, you know, like just like a lengthy, skinny girl, just not very desirable.
All right. Let's see what she has to work with. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Theater? Dr. G? All right. She's going to show us. She's standing up.
Oh, I'm stuck. Okay.
Let's see what she has to work with. All right. Dr. G, your impressions. A little bit bigger than the other women.
Much bigger.
Yeah.
Nice shape.
You
like them?
Nice candidate. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I could tell.
What do you think she is? A large A, small B?
Maybe double A.
Double A. All right. And... Dieter, your impressions.
Yeah, these are great. She doesn't need anything for her body.
You think so? I mean, I think
she could use something.
Yeah, she could use something.
Balance her hips a little bit more.
Okay, but I'm saying she has nice size compared to what the first four. Mm-hmm. These are massive.
All right.
Thank you.
You can put your shirt down.
Or keep it up, Samantha. It's up to you.
Do you show, are you ashamed of your, like if you have, some of these women, they have sex, they won't even take their shirt off.
No,
stuff,
not like, again, it took me a long time to get here, but I'm pretty comfortable with myself at this point. I'm very upfront, like, if you don't like them, too bad for you.
Right.
That's your problem, not mine. But I just, there's just something, you know, when you're being intimate with somebody, I feel like I'm not fully turning them on because my boobs are so small.
All right. Samantha, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks
sharing
for
that story.
Me.
That's an incredible story. all right. We've met all five girls. We'll come back. We'll bring them all in and we'll quickly recap them so you can refresh your memory or if you missed one. And then we're going to decide which girl gets the new rack from Dr. Matt Goldschmidt. Right after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. With
the climate changing, the White House in disarray, Hollywood falling apart.
Not good.
Bring order to this chaos.
The only thing you can count on is Rover's Morning Glory. What's this world coming to? Now back to the show.
All right, we're going to meet the five girls that have competed for or are in competition for new boobs from Dr. Matt Goldschmidt and the Cosmetic Surgery Center, drmattgoldschmidt.com. That's drmattgoldschmidt.com. Charlie, you have a big smile on your face. What's
my favorite day of the year? Making dreams come true, looking at Hooters all day. It's been a great day so far.
All right, let's quickly recap the five girls that have come in here. Let's bring in all of the girls, all at once. Sure, why not? We're running out of time here this morning. We may even have to continue on, so if you do not, if the station that carries the show that you're listening to us on now only carries it until 10 a.m. Eastern, you may have to finish up at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. As we continue, the show goes all the way until 11. Turn up the volume, Douchey. Press the. She can't. The volume's not turned up.
Not on that. That's your headphone.
You need a mic, Douche.
Is the mic turned on?
Hit on.
Is there a green light on?
No. Yes, now. Let's see. Check.
Check, 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 check.
Yeah. All she right. Didn't have it turned on.
Yeah, there we go.
That would help.
Simple as that.
This is not.
That's the headphones.
It's not plugged in.
Okay.
You'll be okay.
Is it? What do you mean it's not plugged in?
Was it turned on?
Yes.
And the volume
yes,
up?
Yes, yes.
I don't believe that. Do you, Charlie?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good, good.
All right. She has wireless headphones.
These girls down, douche?
Yes, come on in here, sweetie. Okay.
All right. Let's quickly recap all of these girls that we talked to, starting with girl number one. Charlene is girl number one. Hold on, Douchey. Did the wireless headphones start working all of a sudden,
yeah, it's
Charlie?
It's weird. As soon as I touched it, they start working again.
Yeah, interesting. All right. Douchey,
no.
get to it here.
Yeah,
get this microphone over
come
there.
Over here, sweetie.
No, no, okay.
I got
all right.
It. Don't worry about it.
Charlene is 22 years old. What did you do for a living?
I'm in the military.
Oh, National Guard. That's
National
right.
Guard,
all right.
And I'm a student currently.
And you said, Dieter, that these are the smallest boobs you've ever seen in your entire life?
Yeah.
you said that she would be great with a new rack. Give me your thoughts on girl number one.
Oh, one? Yeah, she has a great ass. So the boobs to match the ass, like Nat said, she'd be close to a 10
mm-hmm.
on looks. But, Rover, big boobs, if she goes to war, I mean, the big boobs can slow you down. It could kill her.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I'm torn with her. She was really leading, but then I was like, God, I don't want her to get killed over these big boobs. So,
might work as a bulletproof vest.
True. Yeah, could take shrapnel
mm-hmm.
right in there.
All right, give us, Charlene, one last pitch on why you should be the girl that gets the boobs from the show.
So, I with me being in the military, I'm a full-time student, and my job is going to be physical therapy. My whole life is just revolved around me helping other people. And I really just want something for me for once. I've just been busting my butt with school. And, you know, with the military, I busted my butt with that and currently still am. And, you know, this has been a major, major confidence downer my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just want to be balanced out for once.
Mm-hmm. Dear.
What?
Are you trying
I'm
to
listening.
Check out her ass?
I'm listening. Uh-huh. No, I dropped my pen.
I just really want to be balanced out for once. And I want to go bathing suit shopping for once. And I'm going to be in a wedding in September, and we didn't go dress shopping yet. So I'm going to be so excited if I get boobs to actually fill out that dress.
All right. Charlie, give me your thoughts on girl number one.
Girl number one's great. I think it would be it would help our men in service, you know. They'd want to fight for America harder
uh-huh.
if she was leading.
They'd be
How
harder.
Many more men would sign up?
Uh-huh. Just to join the
Just
National
to join,
Guard?
To be around her.
Uh-huh. All right. All right. Nads, your thoughts?
Well, Charlie just stole that from me because I just told it in the elevator.
I have that written down.
So many red-blooded American boys out there want to join the National Guard to fight alongside someone like that.
You said you didn't even know what the National Guard was.
No, you exactly said that, Charlie. He was like, what is the National Guard? And I said, they murdered people at Kent State before. Remember that? God, I hate you. Number one is hot as hell. I think boobs would be great for.
All right, that's girl number one, Charlene. Let's meet girl number two, Christina. Come up and get close to the microphone. Dude, she's just wandering around with a wireless mic.
What is she doing?
Either you're using the wireless mic or you're putting them right up next to the microphone.
I'm putting them up to the microphone and then
she was like 10 feet away.
Shut up.
Christina, you're 27 years old. What did you do for a living?
I run a machine in a factory.
That's right. Okay. You are the girl who was married. You've been with the guy for 5 years. 2 days after you got married, he tells you he's into butt play for himself.
Yeah.
He's bisexual, wants chicks with D's, and is into animal porn as well.
Correct.
And what is one last pitch that you can give us on why you deserve the new boobs?
I mean, I think besides all that, in my life, I've always been super tall and never fully feel like a woman at all. Because I don't have a chest to fill it out. I'm small, I'm skinny, and I definitely think it'll help my confidence, and I've been a very shy person for a long time.
Dieter, your thoughts on girl number two?
I wanted her to make her husband jealous, but again, he's gay. He was a freak, so I don't think this is going to actually make him jealous.
Uh-huh. I do think it would.
I think he likes men and dogs. So.
I think he likes everything.
Could you put a tail on her, perhaps?
that would help. So I feel bad for her story, but I don't know if it's going to work to make him jealous.
Charlie, your thoughts on girl number two?
It's an interesting story. I don't know if the boobs are going to help her come over. I think she could get a guy. She's picked the wrong guy off the bat.
Definitely.
It would help.
Nads, your thought on girl number two?
Huh?
Oh, you got to turn your microphone on.
The dog story was crazy, right? We could all admit that.
Yes,
that was a crazy thing.
Yes.
In terms of her boobs, woof. They're a bit rough. Those are two small puppies. We need someone, a nice set, so someone can retrieve her.
Rude.
Wow. Okay. All right. Thank you, girl number two, Christina. Girl number three, Angela. She's how old?
I'm 26.
26. Mm-hmm. She's the one that is about $250,000 in debt, all because of the school, college, medical school, this kind of stuff. An audiologist. She has the painful sex.
Yeah, small vag.
That's right.
Well, she said that.
I didn't say it was small.
Oh, okay. Well,
one last pitch on why you deserve these new boobs.
Sure. Yeah, so like you said, I owe a lot of money. I've always wanted new boobs, but at this point, that's probably not ever going to be a possibility for me. I'm going to spend the rest of my life paying off my debt. Men at the same time, I did choose this profession to go into because I really do want to help other people. I work downtown at the VA. I do work with veterans daily. Not the best paying job, but definitely a population that needs it. They need me. They need what I can give them. And I know everyone is always saying support the vets, but why not have an opportunity to support the people that support the
vets?
There
you go. All right.
We don't get the chances that other people get. So,
Dana, your thoughts on girl number three, Angela?
I don't think boobs are going to help her get more sex. I think she should focus on the vagine instead of the boobs. Mm-hmm. So maybe fix that and then maybe get the boobs.
Well, you can't really fix that. And I feel like I deserve something that makes me feel like a woman. Right now, I have nothing that makes me feel like a woman.
Okay.
Well, so why not?
Yeah.
Charlie?
Well, I previously said that she can't really have sex because it's painful, but if she got these boobs, her boyfriend would be able to TF her.
Uh-huh.
And something that she probably has not been able to do before.
And I can enjoy it in other ways.
Yes.
I can enjoy intimacy in other ways,
anal.
Too.
Anal.
Uh-huh. Do you give up backdoor action? Someone asked that. If it hurts so bad front door, what about backdoor action?
No, backdoor works well.
Really? Oh. Okay, so you do give up backdoor action.
She tries her best.
She does. She's aiming to
gotta
please.
Work with what you got.
Yeah. Nads, what do you think about girl number three, Angela?
It's tough because she's a doctor.
Yeah.
Like, it's tough to, like, help a doctor. These other people have such sad stories.
I don't think doctor. I don't make much.
I know.
But down the road you could, right?
But she chooses to help other people.
But she does help a lot of people, and I think it would attract a lot more people into her practice if she had some big ass hooters.
All right, girl number four. Let's talk to her. She's 21 years old. Callie. Good morning, Callie.
Good morning.
You are, what do you do for a living?
I'm a server and a bartender, and I'm going to be a student at Case in the fall.
Okay. She's the one that had an eating disorder, anorexia, started when you were about 12 years old, I think you said, got really bad later in high school. But as of 2 years ago, you're okay. You don't have that anymore, or it's not a problem. You lift weights now as well. Give us one last pitch on why you deserve the boobs from Dr. Matt Goldschmidt and Rover's Morning Glory.
I think it would be kind of a reward for kicking my eating disorder's ass. Society has it engraved that, like, girls need to be thin and skinny, but strong and sexy is the way to go. If you're physically and mentally strong, then you're winning at life, in my opinion, and it would just give me a little bit more confidence to, like, put me over the top. I do lift, so, I mean, I have some nice guns and a nice butt. Boobs mm-hmm. would help it a little bit.
Let me see. Can you flex?
All right, here
can
we
see?
Go. Ready?
All right, she's taking off her sweater. Oh, my God. Look at that. She does have.
Nice butt.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that
this
ass.
This is a new revelation.
Oh, okay, see?
Wow. Yeah.
Things have changed.
This changes lots of
like
things, doesn't it?
On her back.
Oh, thanks,
oh,
Jen.
Yeah?
It would help.
Wow. Wow. She's very
look
muscular.
Look how mad he is. He just waved you up, Rover. He's like, screw you.
Well, he's jumping in. He's talking over 50 other people. I can't even hear what he's saying. All right, your thoughts on girl number four, Dieter?
Rover, if she works out, she bench presses, she could pop her implants. So I'm worried about that.
Oh, get out of here. Could she do that, Dr. Goldschmidt?
Idiot. Back me up.
I don't think so.
Never? It's never happened?
It's possible, I guess, but probably not.
Trying to weigh all the options out.
Charlie, what do you think?
I was not going to vote for her at all. At all.
Yeah.
But once I saw that caboose, pretty nice. That's a pretty perfect woman right there. I don't know. So
and muscular, too, right?
Muscular,
you're
yeah.
into
guys,
chicks with these. I mean, you probably like
what
muscular.
No, I think she has a hot body. I didn't know that before. All right, okay.
All right, Nads, what are your thoughts on girl number four?
She's a great advocate for mental illness. As I am not. I'm a terrible advocate for mental illness. I do a terrible job at it. So looking at that, that changed a lot. When she took off her clothes there. So that has a lot to think about. But yeah. She'd be
I didn't
great
take
candidate.
Off my clothes. Yeah. For everyone listening, did not get
we
naked. I just took off
you.
My sweater.
We mentally undressed you, though. All right. And girl number five, Samantha. She's 32 years old. She traveled here from Rochester, New York. She is an emergency room nurse. She told a story. She was molested from the age of 8 to 13. That caused her to become a huge drinker, and she was drinking a handle of vodka a day.
That's crazy.
That's more than Burke can drink.
I don't think I've drank that much in my entire life.
Yeah.
She's been. How long have you been sober now?
Since March 14th, 2011.
Okay.
Almost so 8 years.
That's quite a while. Congratulations to you. Give us one last pitch on why you deserve the boobs.
I just want, again, I want the outside to match the inside. I've been through a lot, and I'm not using that as, you know, a clutch, but I just want to feel like a complete package. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very comfortable with myself right now, mm-hmm. But it would be nice to feel sexy.
Sure. She's a good-looking girl, too. All these girls are good-looking girls. She got nice eyes, nice body.
You're right.
All right. What do you think of girl number five, Dieter?
And nice boobs, Rover. You didn't say. She has the best pair of the group. That match your body.
If
that's the
here's
first
the thing.
I've ever heard that.
Are you
here's,
serious?
Here's no. Dieter. Here's what's throwing you off. You're seeing this, no offense to girls, the other girls, but it's the worst of the worst when it comes to boobs.
Jesus.
So, of course, when you see hers.
It's the best of the worst?
Like, no, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
If you were to just take this by itself, Dieter, and see her boobs, you go, oh, my God, she's got tiny little knockers.
Yeah.
Tiny. Oh. So that's the what is it, Dougie?
No, it's just you guys are so rude.
I'm just
Thanks.
No, I'm being honest.
Know,
this is honest.
Hard to hear.
Charlie, what are your thoughts on girl number five?
I have to be honest. I kind of agree with Dieter. Oh. I don't think they're that bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're small, but I think they fit her frame. And but she has gone through a lot. I don't know if the boobs are going to totally help her change her life, but I mean, it was an interesting story.
Nance, your thoughts.
I think you're right, Rover. It's like when you go to China, like you're the tallest person in China.
Yes.
But you're not necessarily that tall.
Right.
It's when you see the smallest figures you have, and then you look at that, you think, oh my God, those are huge. No, she could actually really benefit from him. She's come a long way, and that could really push her over the top.
Yes. All right. That's girl number five, Samantha. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you're going to miss out, because when we come back, we are going to reveal which girl is going to get brand new boobs from Dr. Matt Goldschmidt and the Cosmetic Surgery Center and Rover's Morning Glory. So, if you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10, here's what you can do. Go to roverradio.com. You can listen or watch there on RMG TV, or there are links to fire up so you can listen to the audio stream on the iHeartRadio app. Find that all at roverradio.com, or you can download the Rover Radio app. One word, Rover Radio. Download that app to your phone, and you can watch or listen live there as well, because I don't want you to miss this. You'll go your whole weekend going, who was it? Who won?
Yeah, who won?
So don't miss it, and we will be right back and reveal who is going to get new boobs. We have a decision, tough decision to make right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Gallons of puke
came the glory.
What is the power?
This is Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, hopefully you're still with us. Obviously, you must be if you're hearing this, but if you join us on Rover Radio. .com or with the Rover Radio app. We got five girls in here who want new boobs from Dr. Matt Goldschmidt and the Cosmetic Surgery Center. The website, drmattgoldschmidt.com. That's drmattgoldschmidt.com. Their number is 216-264-8100. 216-264-8100.
Their Instagram page, too. They've got an Instagram. I think are my boobs up there? You have a bunch of pictures.
Doozy, we want people to go to his Instagram.
Okay. Are you one of the before and after pictures?
She might be.
Interesting. Hmm. Think you could find her boobs?
Interesting. Did we ever see them?
Yeah.
I don't remember ever seeing them.
No, we saw when your nipple was removed, and it was like
disgusting.
Halfway through the surgery, I think.
Right. Yeah, we showed them on air.
We did?
Yep.
What'd you think, Spencer?
I saw them before they were covered up. So, yeah, they look nice. They're perfect.
What'd you think about before?
I didn't see them before.
You guys never fooled around before?
All right.
Doozy had boob reduction surgery. What a stupid thing.
What a slap in the face of God.
I mean, really, it was. I mean, All right, let's bring these girls back in here, Doozy. Let's bring all five girls in here. Because Jeffrey is very angry. He hasn't been able to give his impression of all five of these girls. Girls.
He's got to go first, because they're all stolen copy of whatever I say, and then it's talk over me the whole time. It's just like right now.
That's
so
right. Okay, yeah. Dieter. Like I said, I was letting the girls shine this time, okay? This is their day.
Yeah, he's he always wants to put the spotlight on others. All right, so Jeffrey, tell me what you think of girl number one, Charlene, the National Guard.
I would say all across the board, I think they all have good stories.
Well, let's start with girl number one.
No, we're just going through the list.
I think she's cute, and her being in the National Guard. I just think if the boob size were to be increased up here, it would give her body really good symmetry. So she would have a nice butt, nice chest. Then the enemy soldiers could be distracted, and she can and her comrades can lay waste with the enemy. Use your boobs as a distraction to the enemy soldiers.
Not a bad idea.
All right. And girl number two, Christina, what do you think about her?
Girl number two, see, Charlie's blocking my view, so I can't really...
You're C-blocking, okay. Charlie.
She, I think, again...
It's the girl who's married, and then the husband, the butt play, the dog,
You can relate to that guy, can't you? Jeffrey, can you relate to her husband?
Yeah, you need a butt plug.
No, I don't need a butt crap plug. Your pants. Very much. I think she's a pretty girl. She, I think a new rack would help with her self confidence, and she can get the not really attract the right kind of guy that's going to care for her, for more for her inside. And well, the boobs could help too, but also really, you know,
long winded.
And by the way, I think you could do a better job of telling me what you like. 866 Yo Rover. Who should get the new rack from Rover's Morning Glory and Dr. Goldschmidt? 866-967-6837. Help us decide. Number three, Jeffrey, is Angela. She's the audiologist, very in debt for all of the school loans and all that. Tell me what you think of her.
The first time I saw her, I thought, wait, is that Caitlin's twin sister? You know, our old producer, because she does kind of look like Caitlin.
Looks nothing
not
like
at
Caitlin.
All.
Just dark hair.
Zero.
The face
no,
does, but I'm just
no,
saying.
No similarities
very nice
at all.
Girl,
no.
And I just think she's told a really good story. You know, she wants a new rack, and, you know, she said, but she's trying to put her other priorities ahead of getting a new rack, so that made a really good impression on me. And
she wants you to fix your ear. You were talking about
her. I did ask her, I did get a second opinion about my, because of my being deaf in my right ear. She's an audiologist. I thought I'd get a second opinion from her.
And what did she say?
No,
she didn't really say anything, but she did ask me, like, you know, do I get any ringing in my ear? But I told her how. Because I told her how a cochlear would not work because I've already adapted.
And
sometimes
your one deaf ear is the least of your problems. Look at the video of his teeth at roverradio.com. We need a dentist, not an audiologist.
Well, I got a dental appointment March 5th at 1:30, so. Okay.
Two more weeks. Oh, no teeth left.
Doesn't matter. I got one, okay? So.
All right. Callie is girl number four. She's the one who had the eating disorder, Jeffrey, when she was a kid. What do you think of her?
Those arms, though, she looks like she can choke somebody out.
Yes, she
with
does.
Those arms, so. But, Callie has a very compelling story. I felt bad for her, but she's trying to work through her disorder. She's trying to be a better person. She's trying to, try to get I think, with a new rack, I think, could help boost her self-confidence.
Okay. All right. Doogie, is your microphone even on?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. And girl number five, Jeffrey, is Samantha, the emergency room nurse who was molested and the alcoholic. What do you think of her?
Great story of redemption. She went through some pretty bad times in her life. She worked through them. She's up to, you know, she's in a profession that she likes. She, beat alcoholism, which is sometimes hard to do in a lot of cases. And she, you know, so props to her.
How many girls out of you five would be willing, just with a show of hands, if you get new boobs from Dr. Goldschmidt, how many would be willing to come in and let Jeffrey motorboat your new boobs? Anyone?
One.
No hands raised.
Girl number three. What's
and
it?
I'll solve a Rubik's Cube in under a minute.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's sexy. Girl number three, Angela, said that she would let Jeffrey motorboat her. Anyone else?
Maybe if he gets his teeth redone.
Okay, all
okay,
right.
Okay, there's a potential there.
Potential if all
one,
his teeth
one
are
sure,
removed.
One maybe.
Okay, anyone else?
Why is it Jeffrey?
Who would you like to motorboat you?
I'm just saying he's out of the question.
He's the motorboat king. That's why it's him. That's why he's known for motorboating.
Would anybody kiss him to win right now?
Wow.
Anybody?
No hands.
Right now.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah, so you kiss him, you get my vote right now.
Wow. Like a French kiss? Like a 30-second full-on tongue makeout?
90210 makeout session, like in high school.
Is anyone going to raise their hands for that?
Hard pass.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no hands.
Wow.
They die before the surgery.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Girl number one actually cut her hands off just so we wouldn't mistake that she was going to. Okay. All right, 866 Yo Rover. Megan, who do you like for new boobs?
I think I vote for number one. The other four just didn't really make too much of an impression. I think number one had the best.
All right, thank you. That's the girl who was in the National Guard. Cody, who do you like for new boobs?
I'm actually going to go with number four. Her
Callie.
Story is pretty compelling.
The eating disorder.
When she showed off that body, man, I mean, you got to go with that.
She does have a good, nice Thank body, you. Doesn't she? All right. No, I certainly see where he's coming from with that. Tim in Dayton, who do you like?
I wish I could vote for them all. They all look good, but I would have to say number five, Samantha.
The emergency room nurse. Why her?
Yep. I don't know. It's just, from her past. I don't know. It just, the story got me, and I think she deserves it.
Yeah, this is the one who was molested by her stepfather. Hey, did they, I didn't ask you this. So your mother didn't believe the story at first. Did they ever pursue charges against this guy or anything?
No, but he has since died.
Oh, he has. Yes. Good.
All in right. diapers. In a nursing home.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Because it must have been difficult then as you got older. Were you ever tempted to tell the authorities or anything?
Not to tell the authorities, but I always swore.
Weren't you worried that he would do it to someone else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. But I mean, I was still young.
And you were drinking a handle of vodka a day. So
yeah,
you probably weren't thinking too straight during that period of time either. Okay. Let me go to Derek. Who do you like, Derek?
It's a split between 1 and 4, man. 1 is gorgeous and has an amazing body, but number 4 got an ass. She should have led with that.
Okay, she should have led with the ass. You're saying she should have walked in here backwards on all fours. Okay, all right. Thank you, Derek. Blind James, this is interesting because he's just blind. He can't see anything. Who do you like?
I was really a fan of Girl 3, but we got to give it to 5, man. We want those Tiggle biddies. Rover.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Blind James, who can't see anything, but he loves to just fantasize, and he has a great sense of touch now that he can't see anything. Let me go to Brandon. Who do you like, Brandon?
So first, let me just say, these girls are so hotter than what you've had on the hookup for a long time.
What?
Say that first.
What?
I thought it was great. Yeah, yes.
Can you hear me?
No.
Now I can. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So I'm going for girl number 1. I'm an ass man. Girl number 4 and 1 both had the best asses. So I'm going to go with girl number 1.
Girl number 1 is who he's voting for. All right. Now, remember, you're not just voting for who you, I guess, many guys, go figure, are just voting, oh, she's got a great ass, give it to her. I mean, we heard their stories. There's more to them than just their ass. You know me.
Right.
I don't look at physical outside appearance.
It's all about personality, Rover, right? The mind.
That's
no, not at all.
No.
Don't look at physical appearance at all. That's why you dated Doogie for 8 years.
Was that a slam?
Yeah.
Yes.
I tuned him out.
Let me go to Sean. Who do you like, Sean?
Number 5.
All right. Let me go to Christy. Who do you like?
I like number 5 also. I think given the adversity she's gone through, that's pretty incredible. And I think she's very, very deserving of that. And as a fellow nurse of 40 years, going through nursing school isn't anything to sneeze about. And I think she is really amazing.
All right. Vote for number 5 there. Thank you. Let me go to Nick. Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for my ex-girlfriend, number 1, Charlene.
Your ex-girlfriend, number 1. Yes, your ex-boyfriend on the line. How awkward is that, Charlene?
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
Why would he want to hook up, her new boyfriend with these big boobs?
Yeah, Nick, aren't you jealous that you're not with her anymore and she's got a new guy? You want the new guy to enjoy those boobs?
She deserves it. She's a good person, so there's no ill will towards it. So I'm just happy that...
Who dumped who? Did you dump her or did she dump you?
She dumped me. I'm crazy shy, but that's all right.
What happened? Why'd she dump you?
But we weren't at the right place at the right time together.
I see.
You know, I wanted to... She was a little young, so I wanted to settle down. She wanted to live her life and see what that route lived.
She wants to settle down, just not with you, yeah. I think is what it boiled down to. All right. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you so much.
Let me go to Stripper Scott. He's an expert on these sorts of matters. Go ahead, Stripper Scott.
Yeah, morning, everybody. How are you?
Hey, man.
So, yeah, I don't want to sound like an a-hole here, but I got to be devil's advocate.
Too late.
With the exception of girl number 5 and the molestation story, I can't feel sympathy for anybody. They're all pretty girls with nice bodies. I don't think they need anything surgical, but I've seen some bad, scarred up, misshapen chest.
Who's your pick?
Pick one.
Just get to it.
Well, I vote for they're all fine. Just I vote leave them all alone. That's all
right. Wow.
Hang no on,
vote. What a vote. Wow. All that.
He didn't want to sound like an a-hole. Did he succeed?
Yes.
Okay.
Good job, Nads.
All right. Let me go through our picks here. Would you guys, you want to do a vote on this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Jeffrey, right out of the gate here, if you had to vote for one girl to get new boobs, who would it be?
It would be girl number five, Samantha.
Why?
Again, she was very forthright in what she went through. She just came right out of the gate and told her what was, you know, what happened and everything, and then how she hit rock bottom, how she pulled herself out of that gutter and went on to become an emergency room technician, doctor.
Yeah, we heard the story.
So that's my pick, and she'd be
out. Emergency room doctor.
And she's 8 years sober.
Okay. All right. Nads, give me your vote.
Number one. She's the hottest.
Charlene.
National Guard. Yeah. I mean, the NFL players aren't standing now. All of them will be standing at attention when she gets a new rec.
All right. Nads hard at work trying to hone his comedy skills.
I'm good, dude.
Total bomb.
Shut up.
Snitzer, you're back there in our video room. Our video director Snitzer doesn't even. This is your favorite day of the year, Charlie. It's Snitzer's least favorite because
he hasn't left his hole yet.
Yeah, he has to see other women's boobs, and he won't even go into a strip club because of his wife.
He won't vote, Rover. He's gonna. I can't vote.
It would be like cheating on my wife.
I can't do it.
Snitzer, who are you voting for?
No, it's gonna be number one.
Number one, Charlene, why?
Well, I have military kids, so I gotta support the military, be a patriot.
Thank you so much.
Charlie, who are you voting for?
As much as I do want to create the perfect soldier in number one, I think I'm gonna vote for number three here.
Number three.
Number three. She had a big chance
Angela, the audiologist.
She was in medical school and she had a chance to be a doctor making millions of dollars, but instead she decided to do something, who cares about, whatever, for her grandpa. And I think that's really nice that she's not making a lot of money. And let's not forget, she said she would let Jeffrey motorboat her. The only
one. That
holds a lot of weight. Yes.
I love what's interesting about this is that Jeffrey didn't vote for number three.
I know.
The one girl. I mean, what's going
on
in his
mind? She would also help fix his hearing problem. Yeah.
He didn't hear that.
Yes.
Okay.
You look at him, he's like, what?
Dieter, who are you voting for?
Oh, man.
What's the tally right now?
Yeah, what's the tally? Right, I don't
don't want to give you any tallies.
So I'm just going to go with my original thing?
You can go with whatever you want.
It's like, ultimately Rover,
Yeah, that's true.
This means nothing.
All these votes.
I was going to try to make it closer because...
You don't have to make those. Okay, what are you voting for?
The most shallow reason of all, I'm going number one.
Number one.
Yeah, she had the best ass, Rover, and this will match. Supporting the troops, it's all nice, but I'm just going with my gut. And below that, I'm going with number one.
All right, which is Charlene, the National Guards woman. Okay, number one, Charlene, the National Guards, very, very good looking. She has beautiful eyes, doesn't she? Blue eyes. They will stare right through your soul, Dieter. Have you seen?
Yes.
Have you looked into her eyes?
Of course, that's all I look at.
Actually, hasn't looked up above her neck yet, I don't think. But now that's a good, you don't have any crazy stories. You seem to be pretty stable. You got rid of that loser, Nick. You dumped him, so you're smart. She does have a very small chest, but she's got something to work with there going up for a D.
Yeah.
You said it was the smallest you've ever seen.
Yeah. You did say that, Robert.
Until I saw the rest of these girls. Then they all pretty much equal to you. Girl number two, Christina. Your story about getting married and then finding out the guy's all into the butt play and the animal sex and all of that. You're very small too. Mm-hmm. I think the boobs would help her just as much as they would anyone else.
Of course.
I really do. Help her self-esteem. You're separated from that guy now? Is that correct?
Yes, we're separated. All right. We're getting a dissolution.
All right. Are you seeing anyone else? You have a boyfriend or anything?
Not right now?
Okay.
That could help.
All right. Girl number three, Angela, is the audiologist. She's $200-some thousand in debt. She might be able to help the ringing in my ears. So, I mean, that does think...
That factors in, right?
I do. Yes. It does factor... No, it doesn't. That doesn't factor in. But some people are saying, well, she makes a decent living. But you're saying you don't make as much money as
people. Not in proportion to how much I'm going to pay for the rest of my life.
And you're right. You're $200,000+ in debt right now. So I don't think people realize that. Yeah, $250,000. Mm-hmm. You'll be paying that. Do you anticipate ever being able to pay that off, or will you essentially just be in debt?
At the current rate, I think it's going to take 27 years, something like that.
Like a house, essentially.
If you start stripping with these new boobs, that's extra income, Rover.
There you go.
Okay.
Girl number four, Callie, the one with the eating disorder.
Don't have it anymore.
Used to have the eating disorder, yes. I like that story, too. I like that story a lot. Now she lifts weights. She's got guns. She's got a great ass. And girl number five, the emergency room nurse, Samantha from Rochester, was molested when she was a child. And then she became an alcoholic. But she's been sober now for how many years?
Almost eight.
Eight years. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's what I'm thinking. Boy, this is a very tough decision. You know, unlike years past, Dieter, no one has stood out like I instantly knew, okay, this is the one.
Right.
They're all compelling and strong women.
Yeah.
Who's your pick?
I can't because I've worked closely with them. Right, right. So.
You did an interview. Yeah.
No. Cool.
Yeah, you talked to him when he's like,
we've all bonded because they all have, okay.
They all, you know... I would say that the hardest story for me to identify with, which would put her in last place.
You want to eliminate each one? Let them
leave. Yeah,
okay, that's good. Okay. Survivor style.
Sure, okay.
Okay, over. First one off the island.
Would be girl number two, Christina.
Oh geez.
And that's nothing against you, Christina. It's just hard for me to identify with the story.
I think it's more about me being so shy than him and stuff, but...
Sure.
That's okay. Understandable.
Sure. But I hope that you get over this bad marriage that you were in. These.
I'm over it.
Okay. She's over it. End of story. All right. So Christina, girl number two, is out.
All right. Come with
me.
Love. Show her the door.
All right.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, is that what's happening?
Don't leave yet.
All right. Thanks for coming.
Oh my God.
Boy,
we've never done this where they walk.
This is really difficult now because all of these girls, I would date any of these four girls right here. Wouldn't you, Dieter?
All
I mean, they
once.
All seem like good-looking girls. They all seem like they're not bonkers. All the girls in the past we've had in this contest have been bonkers. They leave the room, and I tell Dieter, I go, oh, my God, could you imagine having to go out to dinner with that fraud?
Yeah.
But don't they all seem like pretty normal
level-headed
girls?
Oh, everybody.
Wouldn't you date any of these four girls?
Even her that just left, by the way, also very level-headed. Yeah.
Wouldn't you date any of these girls?
Yeah. Of course.
Boy.
Who's out next?
Yeah, take somebody. Get it to three at least.
Boy.
Whose dream are you going to crush right now?
Man, oh man, oh man.
Whose heart are you going to break? Laid it all on the line. Bared their soul to you.
All right. I loved the story. I thought it was a great story. Girl number five.
Oh, wow.
What?
Wow. To eliminate the emergency room nurse.
Whoa.
Wow. Wait, get the mic over there.
Wait, yeah, you should go by.
I'm going to have to eliminate.
Dougie, get the mic.
Yes. What don't you understand about radio?
Yes, Dougie.
Why?
Talk into the mic.
I'll tell you why. I love your story. I think it's very courageous.
But
the fact that you would admit to what you admitted to, the molestation, the alcoholism, to me, that's courage. And I think that other people can hear that story and be inspired by that. The reason why I have to eliminate girl number five. First of all, you're a beautiful girl.
Thank you.
You have the biggest boobs out of any of the girls here.
Decent wreck.
That's what I said.
That's the reason.
I mean, now, I'm not angry at you for saying that. I appreciate the compliment.
And it really is. I do believe that it's because you're lined up next to the rest of these girls that we're like, oh yeah, you're not that bad. I think if you were to see, if you were to go out on a first date with her, Dieter, and get her into the sack on a first date,
wouldn't it happen?
Oh, the second date.
You haven't gone out on a date with us. You don't know.
I have. You're not missing much.
You're saying they were actually awful.
You would something to play. Okay. It's a mouthful.
You're letting her down easy. No, all right.
No. Don't you think you would be disappointed once you saw them? Really?
Not a huge boob guy. I think they're fine.
So for that reason, I have to eliminate you. But I certainly do think that your story was fantastic. I wish you all the best in life. And thank you so much, Samantha. Girl number five eliminated.
Oh, my God. I did not
see
that.
Three left.
Don't leave. Wow. This is bonkers. I'm nervous.
You're nervous.
I know, right?
We're down to three girls.
You need to take a break, Rover,
number
and
one,
think about it?
Number three, and number four.
You can't do that to these girls.
All Kevin's going to say is suspense.
What is it? What are you, douchey over here?
Well, I'm just trying to,
He's got to pee.
Carry it up. No, I'm good.
Dr. Goldschmidt, you usually don't weigh in. Do you want to weigh in on this?
Yeah,
It is a tough call this year. I mean, I'm going to abstain. They're all great. I don't know how you're eliminating them.
Who's the hottest? Who would you bang first?
Yeah.
Mary Kill.
Oh, I can't do that.
What a humiliating thing! But now I'm curious. Like,
F Mary Kill?
Yeah. Well, who would your first choice be to have sex with, Charlie?
What?
I'll go for the doctor. Charlie.
I guess number one. Number one. Soldier.
Yeah, Dieter, you would pick.
What are we going
number
F?
One?
Yeah. F? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that would be my F.
Who would you marry?
Who's
be?
Next?
Who's your Mary?
Oh, geez. Probably, three because she works out.
Okay.
You kill number...
I'd kill two because...
No, number...
Oh, you're saying the
number four works out.
Number four. I was saying in this order right here.
And you'd kill the audiologist?
Right, because she makes way more money than I do. So screw her.
I doubt that. I highly doubt that.
No, seriously, so...
Wow, tough room.
All right. Girl number one, Charlene, the National Guard's woman. Girl number three, Angela, the audiologist. Or girl number four, Callie, the former eating disorder girl.
Got it.
This is really tough now.
Come on, you gotta get it down to two at least.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to eliminate one person here. I am going to eliminate, and this is tough because I really like this person. I can tell I really like this person.
They're all like,
I'm going to eliminate number three, Angela.
What?
The doctor.
Okay. The doctor. The audiologist.
Why?
Maybe I will have a follow-up, though, so you can help this ringing in my ears.
Well, I think that's out.
After that, now
she's going to stick a pencil up my ear or something.
Sorry, Jeffrey. None for you either now.
Wow.
He's so pissed.
Here's the reason. The people think you're making money, whatever. No, I don't. You're not making any money. You're probably living paycheck to paycheck, essentially. Mm-hmm. It's the... I think the painful sex, Dieter, that's what it is.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's going to be a waste if she gets boobs. She's got to fix that.
I know,
that.
This is so shallow of me to think that way, but that's what's going through my mind. It really goes through my mind. And I'm sorry, Angela. I can tell she's a very nice person. She deserves these boobs, and she's sacrificed her life working with veterans and whatnot.
Okay.
But... I really appreciate you coming in. I wish you the best.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right.
Wow.
Now we're down to two.
I'm sweating. Don't leave.
You're sweating.
Number one or number four, Charlene or Callie?
Holy crap.
Now's the time we take a break.
Ah,
see, that's how you do it, dude.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's how you radio.
Yeah. You get it down to two girls. 866-YO-ROVER. Who gets the boobs? 866-967-6837. Help us out. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
DJs get waterboarded.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
Whiskey waterboarding, here he goes.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we're down to two girls. Let's bring them in, Doogie. Girl number one, Charlene, is 22 years old. She is in the National Guard. She has what Dieter claimed are the smallest breasts he's ever seen.
Did I say that?
You did. You did. Dieter said smallest he's ever seen. It's right here in my notes.
Oh, okay. Who wrote that down?
What's that?
Who wrote that down?
You said that.
We heard it.
Okay, so what?
And
she got my vote.
Girl number four, Callie, who's 21 years old. She's the girl who beat the eating disorder.
And now she's ripped.
She is ripped, isn't she? Look at that. Someone sent me a text message. They want Callie, before they place their vote, they want Callie to take off her glasses and put down her hair. Let's see what she looks like.
Okay.
Can you barely see with no glasses on, Callie?
Yeah, it's okay.
All right. She's putting her hair down. She's taking her glasses off.
Kind of a ginger a little bit.
She looks a little bit. She looks different, doesn't
Irish.
She? Yeah, yeah.
I know it's all like... Does this change
very
anything?
She's cute.
She is very cute.
But
both
like the
of
glasses.
These girls are.
Both these girls have a...
I do kind
too.
Of like the glasses look, doesn't
I know,
it?
So
just
do
makes
I.
her look like kind of, I don't know.
It's librarian.
Yeah.
Naughty. She could get naughty.
Do you think she is naughty?
Yeah.
You think so?
You said you'd marry me.
That's true, yeah.
You would?
Marry her.
Because she works out, that's right.
Yeah.
She probably swallows now, too.
No. Too many calories, man.
No, not anymore.
She won't even chew gum.
Anthony, who do you like? Girl number one, Charlene, or girl number four, Callie?
Number one.
Number one, Charlene. Okay, let me go to Joe. Who do you like? Joe, who do you like?
I'll tell you what, number four's got the compelling story, and I think she would go the furthest with that. My vote's for number four.
She'd go the furthest with the new set of boobs?
Yep.
Okay. All right, let's go to... Ken, who do you like? Girl number one, Charlene, or girl number four, Callie?
Definitely girl number one.
All right.
Thank you.
Nicole, who do you like, Nicole?
I think you should go for girl number four. Girl number one's already, you know, strikingly beautiful. Girl number four just needs that extra little to make her more womanly.
I see.
Give her that extra
that
little.
That is something you have to factor in. I hadn't looked at it that way, Dieter. Thank you, Nicole.
Yeah.
What do you think about that theory?
That is a good point. Yeah. It's your choice, man. I can't influence anymore.
Dave, who do you like? Girl number one or girl number four?
Callie, this is your...
Oh. Wow.
Hey, you guys keep it clean. I'm in support of my daughter, Callie. I hope you win, honey.
Thanks, Dave, Dad. Tell us about when she was... How hard was that as a parent when your daughter was going through this eating disorder stuff when she was younger? What was that like for you?
The worst time of my life. Me and my wife supported her then, and we're supporting her now. So... thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right.
And thanks for keeping it clean.
Who are you voting for?
He voted for his own daughter.
Are we sure? I don't hear him say
that. Yes, he said that he's voting for his daughter. All right. Thank you, Dave. How does it? You've started to cry, Callie.
A little bit, yeah.
How come?
It's just touching.
Yeah.
Now she's crying.
Oh, my God.
I'm just a really big family person, so.
Yeah. Are you trying to say girl number one, Charlene, isn't?
No.
She hates her family?
By any means.
Is that you trying to start something?
My family means the world. And I mean, I wouldn't, just like I said, I had two friends that stuck with me through it all, and my family, and then my boyfriend came in and he was totally supportive, so I give them the world. I want to give them the world, and I will. I'm going to be a nurse practitioner, I'm going to make everyone proud.
All right, before, let me take one, Billy Bob, who do you like, girl number one or girl number four?
This will be good.
Number one, man, she's got to get it. I mean, she's got a big ass, man. Look at it. Look, it's almost fake. You got to get it.
You love her big ass.
Well, it's Billy Bob.
He loves her big ass.
Those hillbillies love big asses.
Big, man.
All right, now that we're down to two girls, Charlene, tell me why you deserve it over girl number four, Callie.
I mean, I'm going to be humble and say that I think we both she deserves it just as much as I do.
I think you should explain why the other person
doesn't deserve it right now.
No,
I think
I'm
that's
not going to do that because she deserves it just as much as I do, I think. I really do. I have a heart too. So, you know, either way, I'm going to be extremely happy. I just feel like I really just need something for myself. This isn't ever going to happen for me without your help. It just seems like.
All right. Callie, what do you think? What's the difference between you and girl number one, Charlene?
Obviously, I've overcome a lot of obstacles. So, I mean, this isn't by any means like something that I shouldn't get rewarded for having an eating disorder because, no, don't go out there and do that to yourself ever. But if anyone deserves it, it's me. I've worked my ass off. I still am. And I do fund my entire education by myself. So, like, I do have loans. Becoming a nurse practitioner, I will never be able to, if I have to pay for it, it's not something that I don't ever see in my future. Mm-hmm.
All right. Alyssa, who do you like? Girl number one or girl number four? Alyssa's listening to the radio. Matt, who do you like? Girl number one or girl number four?
Yeah. Matt. Wow. You've been working.
Chris in Louisville. Who do you like, Chris? Girl number one or girl number four?
I have not seen either one of them visually, but by the story alone, I say girl number one because... Girl number four, she has been vocal about you shouldn't have an eating disorder. You should be okay with your body image.
I'm empowering the woman. You shouldn't.
And you shouldn't augmentate your body by plastic surgery to make yourself feel even better. If you're trying to tell other women you're beautiful the way you are, you shouldn't personally go and change your body. You should be okay with how beautiful you are.
Except he does want number one to get the boobs. Yeah. He's okay with augmenting her
Augmentating
breasts. All right. Thank you, Chris. Bones. You're
hey.
On.
Hey. How are you doing today?
Hey, man.
I'm going 100% all number four.
Number four.
Their family is my camper neighbor. Mm-hmm. I cook.
Shut
the
up.
World famous camper breakfast. Hey, how you doing, honey?
Hi.
I cook the world famous camper breakfast every Saturday morning, so I can vouch for the fact that she's overcome that eating disorder. I myself was 465 pounds about a year ago. I'm clocking in at about 380, so I know how difficult those changes
can be. Let me tell you, he can cook some good bacon.
Yeah,
he's still 380. Like
he needs to stop cooking so much of it. It sounds like.
Well, I get up around 7 o'clock and I cook. Sometimes it's like 8 or 9 pounds of bacon for the group, and everybody comes over and has breakfast at my place. But
Bones, did you see? How long have you been doing this, camper neighbors?
A couple years.
All right.
A couple years. They're my camper family. We have a pretty good camper family.
Did you see her when she was like really teeny tiny? Skinny?
I saw pictures, and I've heard the story. I'm good friends with her parents as well, and she has just a great story of overcoming adversity, and I think that anything that she could get at this point would be just a blessing.
All right.
Both for her and her family. I mean, I just heard Dave, her dad was on just a few minutes ago, and, you know, God bless them. They are one of the most supportive set of parents that I know.
All right. So Bones' vote is in for number four. All right. Thank you. One more call on this, and then I'll make a decision. Cole in Houston. Go ahead. Who do you like?
Hey, Rover. I was wondering if girl number one could tell us her rank and her MOS.
Say that again. What?
Her rank and what her job is in the military.
All right, girl number one.
I'm a specialist in E4. They're trying to send me to sergeant school here pretty soon if I take that, but I'm a water purification specialist in Cleveland.
Okay, well then I'm going to vote for her because I just wanted to make sure she wasn't full of crap.
All right, you wanted
she
to make sure she wasn't stolen valor.
Just
okay, all right, it's between girl number one and girl number four. Girl number one, Charlene, is 22 years old. She is in the National Guard. And you're a student too?
Student. Full-time student.
And girl number four, Callie, 21 years old. She had the eating disorder, and now she is healthy and strong. This is a very tough decision. I wish I could give out the boob job to both of you.
We'll give them each one.
Could I just give each one one boob, Dr. Goldschmidt?
Try that. Be interesting.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Both of you, I think, are deserving of it. Man.
Drum roll, Jeffrey.
Man.
Not on the microphone. Access to his sound effects. Yeah. So the computer, I'm locked out of his computer.
I think that I, look, I, this is a tough decision for me. This is a real tough decision for me.
You gotta make it.
Because I, there's some, my thinking is I would give it to one person.
Right?
But I think the votes go towards another person.
Okay.
And therefore, I'm going to follow the votes of my staff and the audience and give it to girl number one, Charlene.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
National Guardswoman. Oh, wow. Which pains me because I wanted to give it to girl number four. I really wanted to give it to girl number four. Oh, wow. What?
She never won bingo.
Won bingo. Now like, you won. Such a high
now you have boobs.
Right.
Thank you.
You got a D. wow.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Charlene. What's going through your mind right now?
I'm so grateful. Like I'm just so grateful. It's gonna be literally life changing for me, and I'm so excited for the summer and just feeling confident for once. And filling out dresses and just not thinking about it 24/7.
Callie, I'm sorry. I really, if it were up to me, and I guess it is technically.
It is up to you, Robles, but you
gotta take the heat. I think I probably would have voted for you if there were not so many people voting for Charlene. Your story, I think, is very inspiring. I think it's a great story. I think I've seen this, these girls with anorexia. I don't think you guys realize this. You might see a picture of this.
Yeah, I've seen it online. It's just like a skeleton.
When you see this in person, Dieter, it is, it's mind-boggling. It really is.
I don't want to.
It really is. The fact that you were able to overcome that, I give you all the credit in the world, and I wish you the best of luck. I really do. And both of you. Thank you so much for coming in, and to all the girls who came in this morning, all five girls. Now, Charlene, you have to make us proud. You gotta. That's right. You gotta. I mean, we're doing this to make America great again.
Motorboat Jeffrey, remember that, right?
I didn't.
Yeah, I heard that.
I didn't.
I'm just kidding.
But you are going to come and show us. You got to show us the new goods, right?
You own them. I have to.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right, that's right. Yeah. She's going to carry around a little card. Maybe I should tattoo them. Owned by Rover.
I told everyone I was going to do that.
You would tattoo them.
Underneath, I said, if I'm getting it, I'm going to have you sign a paper, and I'm getting it tattooed underneath.
All right.
Yeah.
That might ruin the whole look, though.
Yeah, thanks.
It would be very good for my ego, but I don't know if I want to do that. But all right. Thank you both again, and thank everyone for voting. The Friday leftovers start in just a few minutes. Charlie, can you give me a quick rundown of what we have coming up?
We have some great videos, and Doogie brought something in. I don't want to spill the beans because it'll get ruined.
You don't want to miss
it. But you don't want to miss this.
It's going to be pretty good.
We have a special thing set up that we were going to do for the show.
But this ran longer,
so it's actually the leftovers today.
It'll be great.
It'll be really good.
Thank you to Dr. G.
Yes, yes, of course, Doogie. I was getting ready to thank him. She's got to always jump in.
Yeah, let's go.
She always has to do that. Dr. Matt Goldschmidt of the Cosmetic Surgery Center, his website, drmattgoldschmidt.com. That's drmattgoldschmidt.com. Instagram, same name on there. Their phone number is 216-264-8100. You're telling me, Dr. G, if people call in, they drop my name, you will give them a discount on getting their boobs done?
We do. We always do.
All right.
Been a very rewarding experience here today. Congratulations to Charlene. And all the other contestants, like we always do, we give them, I think, half price.
Half price for all the other ones?
Yeah, off our
fees. Do they know that, Charlie?
Let me yell it.
It helps.
Half off all the boobs, guys.
Two boobs for the price of one.
Yeah, it's a pogo.
Yeah.
There you go.
All
right.
Okay.
So, Dr. Goldschmidt, thank you so much for coming in. If you do not subscribe to the Friday Leftovers, you don't want to miss it, according to Charlie.
You do not want to miss it.
And Doogie.
It's what we all wanted.
Sign up at roverradio.com right now, and you can watch or listen live as we continue on the Friday Leftovers in just a few minutes. That's at roverradio.com. Then you can watch, or you have to sign up there on the website, but then you can watch or listen live either on the website or with the Rover Radio app. But the only way you can sign up is there at roverradio.com. We'll be back next week, Monday. Have a great day and a great weekend. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.